What?
That's well done.
Props, man. Props.
Problem is, the video wasn't streaming, so nobody saw it.
You serious?
Yeah. I'm not.
You know you want to.
I'm not starting the audio show over.
I bet you do. Because my guess is you spent your entire holiday weekend working on that video stream intro.
Mother, you have no... I don't know how many times my laptop locked up.
Oh, no.
Because it doesn't like short clips. I produced a standard video open like for any TV show. It's just the same thing that would run every day. I was up here Saturday for 3 hours, Sunday for 3 hours, and that sucking laptop kept locking up on me.
Oh, my God.
That's why I've almost, and we're not even talking about true HD. I had to finally just, it seemed to work better if I saved it in 720.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was just overtaxing the processor on the laptop. That one, that laptop in my office almost got shot a couple of times.
Would it help if you got a new one?
That's probably.
Sorry. Okay, so is it sore? I'm sorry. I don't mean to pick.
The station's got this Mac Pro that's about the size of a, I don't know, what would you say, Alfie? A large coffee can?
That's a perfect descriptor.
Thank you. I'm very good with descriptors. And it's supposed to take anything you throw at it.
Okay.
So I think it's quad core. But it's like $3,000. Although this weekend I would have given $3,000 for my computer to stop. That's what got my first guy. I should have told the last. This. Back in 2000, that's what got my first computer shot. I was working.
See, there is a history of violence here. This is a serious thing.
I was working on Photoshop something, and we get 45 minutes into it, and the computer would just go, done. And that's what the laptop did to me.
Mm. And how old is this laptop?
2012.
Yeah, so it shouldn't be this buggy, I wouldn't think.
I don't know if it's because it does the monitor isn't in 1080.
Mm-hmm.
It's close. So I don't know if you work with something that's in 1080 and it says, nah, I don't like that. That's too big.
No, I'll try for a while. You know, I'll keep trying.
But eventually I'm just going to give up.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alfie, what did I do wrong? Do I have to hit the video 2 seconds before I hit the music?
I think 1 second's the gap that we need, and you need to hit the video 1 second before you hit the music.
Just one?
Just one is what it looks like.
Because I was happy I just got the video edited, so I had to guess where the music really kicks off.
Right.
Are we really going to do this? I swore I wouldn't adjust the audio radio show for the bit. All right, I'll do it. All right. I got to put my glasses on to see that far. Video stream is on RussMartin.com. Somebody better watch this. Okay. How do I stop that? Back that up. That one. And then that goes there.
Okay. And it's live now. You're streaming.
Yes.
Okay.
So what'd you say, Alfie? 1 second?
1 second.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's what I need. Just a few more buttons to mash every day.
You're a hard worker.
Okay. And there we go. Oh, I know what the problem is. Chloe, what does that say over there on speed? Right here.
95.
That's the problem. Tell me when I'm up to 100.
Okay. It's at 107.
God, Jesus. What about now?
Still 107. You go 105. 104.
Almost.
Oh, my God.
104.
Oh.
I'm killing myself.
103.
Well, the monitor is like...
What are you adjusting?
I got it. It's playing back too fast. That's why the video didn't sync up with the audio.
Okay.
102. 101.
I'm going with that.
Okay. But it's okay. Just one away.
What?
But it's just one away.
That's why I can't. the size of a pencil, and I'm sitting 10 feet away. All right. So...
Mm-hmm.
One, two. I'm gonna lose this job for sure. Nah.
Nicely done.
Yes. I did slap the computer once.
Just once. And that was it?
That's all I could take. All right. Now that we've wasted 7 or 8 minutes on that...
At least you got something accomplished over the few days.
I suppose. I had a listener offer to build one. This one was the one he was talking about. He priced it all out. And I think it was going to be two grand if he built it. But it would be an 8-core processor.
Is that even legal? I mean, 4, sure, but 8?
I didn't even know we were up to 8. I just thought dual core was spiffy.
Yeah, that already sounds good. Because you assume you would just need the 1, so 2 seems like double. But 8.
Is that street legal?
Is that enough... Or is that too much for one man? What would that even do?
8-core?
Yeah. What would that mean? Just make it so fast that you...
editing, rendering. Because once I got my HP to at least acquiesce and edit some of the video, the rendering... We're talking about maybe 51 seconds of video.
Okay.
I don't know why I like to edit video. I used to.
I have a guess. I think it's because you like a challenge. And clearly there is nothing more challenging than editing video on stupid equipment.
But it used to be a lot easier on when you'd sit in an edit bay. I was at the TV station and you had Betadex. You just plug the beta tape in, mark out, hit execute. And the tapes would do a 5-second pre-roll and then make the edit and you're done. And theoretically, on my laptop, it should be a lot faster.
Mm-hmm. It's just not.
And then that's when I came up with the idea. I went, all right, I'm throwing video of me inside the show open, me shooting something.
And it's a good little bullet effect, too.
Oh, there's a muzzle blast.
Nice.
Flash.
Well, I noticed like the grass. The glass breaking from the bullet. That was cool.
It's been a long time in trouble. That computer's a bitch. Most of my stuff is HP and I'm happy with it. There's just something about that laptop that's just being an absolute
Oh, well, if you're...
And it's nonstop. It's continuous. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You a nonstop. You continuous. Okay, maybe it was worth the bitching for 10, 15 minutes.
I swear, after something like that, I wouldn't judge you negatively if you did like a Fred Astaire dance away from the microphone.
I have called you one once again and sidestepped FCC regs.
That's mm-hmm. right. But this man don't just sidestep. It's more like a foxtrot.
How come we can't fine him for anything he said? I don't know, man. He does like this verbal dodge and weave. What do you want to talk about?
I was going to mention that if you're in the market for a new computer or laptop today, wouldn't be a bad day to shop.
I'm not big on this Cyber Monday stuff. Plus, I need something with, I don't know, I'm kind of into this 8-core thing now.
See, yeah, that makes sense, actually, because what's available on the market? 4?
16 is about as high as they go.
They have 16 core?
Yep.
Alfie, why'd you tell him that? Now he wants 16.
16 sounds nice.
See?
But I think you're getting up to the 20?
Yeah, that's 5-figure kind of range for a computer.
I think the 6-core Mac Pros are 8,000, 9,000. God. Now, we're just doing any money that we make from the video. So far, we have made anything. We've added a couple of dollars to the .fm site
mm-hmm.
and put video in there. Nobody complains, so I just consider that. It's kind of making money off the
yeah.
the video. But I ain't dumping 8-9 grand. I love police. Well, off.
Is this one of those same times where you should sit down and write one of those like Christmas wish letters?
To whom?
I don't know. Send it to Craddock Show. I think they're doing them again this year. DJ in need of $10,000 computer. Desperate times.
I'm fried.
Just from the intro.
Well, just doing that and then my days were so off. I woke up Sunday.
Yeah, you got a problem.
I really thought it was Monday. I'd have gotten up, had I not flipped on the TV, I'd have driven into work. I flipped the TV on. Even Saturday night when I went to bed, I thought it was Sunday night.
Right.
So it's not like I just, you know, woke up just confused.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, the last couple of days, my days were off. And I had to send out a text. I wanted to call somebody. Because I flipped on the TV. I went, all right. It was on like Fox 4 and whatever it was. I knew it was a Sunday morning show.
Okay.
Well, why are they running that on Mondays?
It was like one of like the weekly political shows.
Yeah. So I flipped around. I went, all right, something's wrong with my TV. I went and checked my iPhone.
Uh-huh.
It said Sunday. I went and checked the iPad. It said Sunday.
So you're thinking at this point you've been hacked.
I just, somebody's f***ing with me somehow.
I know it's Monday. Everything around you is telling you it's Sunday, yet you won't believe it.
Mm-mm. I couldn't find my glasses, so I couldn't look at the phone.
Yeah, Chloe, you did the same thing.
Did the same exact thing. I walked out, and I was asking my roommate. I go, what day is it? What do you mean, what day is it? Just what day is it? Tell me what day it is.
The day, mother! What day is it?
Are you okay?
And she rattled off the date, and I go, what day?
It's November 30th. What damn day is it?
Jesus, where are you from? The future? Calm down.
Calendar! Do you speak it?
What do you mean, Sunday? Thank you!
It's like a bad episode of Quantum Leap.
Finally, I sent a text out to everybody on the show. I went, it's f***ing Sunday, right?
I'm so mad at myself because that was a perfect opportunity because you sent that and Chloe basically said the same thing. And what I should have done was, yeah, it is. Where are you guys? Let's go. It's 11 o'clock. I've been here for an hour. Come on, you lazy asses. But no,
I've never been so. You know, sometimes you wake up and you go, oh, damn, gotta get. Oh no, it's Saturday. Something like that.
Yeah.
But I was convinced. I'd been up. I'd already gotten up. Had my protein shake, taking my meds, ready to go. Flip on the TV. Why is Charles Carralt on? What is this bull?
Did you take your Monday meds on Sunday?
I take the same meds every day.
See, this is another reason why you need one of those pill boxes.
I don't need it. That's not.
So the next time you get disoriented.
Technically, the only thing I need to take is the BP medicine. The rest of them are just vitamin supplements. I'll take E and D and some other things that sound like I should have it.
Right. I think it may be time that we have a talk, though, because you're really starting to exhibit some worrisome behavior.
Chloe thought it was that Sunday was Monday.
Chloe is a severe alcoholic and has been for decades. You were,
but before I was drunk. First of all, I woke up sober. Before I went to bed. I was almost sober.
Okay.
Before I went to bed, I was positive it was Sunday night.
And alcohol aside, you now are experiencing disoriented behavior. You've fallen down.
We were off too many days.
You've fallen down over the past year.
That was my blood pressure medicine that somebody didn't tell me, hey, might not want to take this at night when your BP is low. Yeah. That's Fetner's fault. But go ahead, start, continue.
You've also had another fall. Now, granted, you could blame that on the dog pee in the house, but still, these all lead to, you know, some would stack these all together.
I would have slipped in dog piss at 54 or 24.
Okay.
So that makes no difference. Passing out from BP medicine, maybe, mm-hmm. but somebody should have given me the heads up. Don't take this when your BP is already low.
Yeah.
You're fingering butt. I'm sorry, were you going someplace?
What I mean is, these things sound like you're older than you actually are.
Oh, I've always been an F up. I'm truly surprised. I have never broken a bone.
I am too, especially over the past year, given your ailments.
It's not ailments. I have more to do. Working around the house, working in the yard. When I lived in an apartment, wasn't too many things I could fall off of.
That is true.
Most apartments, carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they get you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could have put paper down everywhere on that carpet and lived there for 10 years and then still charge you to replace it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's why from this last apartment, when you get the move-in sheet to say everything that's wrong, I start making crap up that I know was going to be there in a year. Like, look at all these stains on this carpet.
Good idea.
There aren't any stains. There will be. And I don't want to get charged for them.
Can we work something out with this lease like you do when you rent a car? Can I, like, pay extra so I can do anything to this apartment that I want to?
Sign a loss damage waiver thing.
Yeah.
What did you do to this? Hey, first of all, I paid the $12. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:35, first check on traffic. Over the MyPlace.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
I'm sorry, give me a minute. Okay, Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Only a couple things going on right now. Just started off in Dallas, eastbound 635. Right at the tollway, you got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back from I-35 and in Denton. Northbound I-35E right at Post Oak Drive. Got an accident there. That one has traffic completely stopped back from Swisher Road. About a half hour delay through it. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. Clear skies and cold tonight, a low of 31. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy and 50 for the high. Right now, it's like 40 degrees. A 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
that too distracting on the video stream?
It's a little distracting. I think I think some will have difficulty focusing.
He's dancing right on your shoulder.
I know.
Hey, what's up?
I think however,
that's called, first of all, it's called a bug.
Okay.
You know, like in the lower right hand corner, you see ABC logo, CBS, whatever. Mm-hmm. Those are just called bugs.
Okay.
And ours is just the show logo. And I decided to add George Jefferson dancing around the logo.
Mm-hmm. And while it might be distracting for someone watching on the stream, it's definitely distracting to us here.
Yeah. That's what Alpy was laughing at when he started traffic. All right, let me see if I can take that one off.
Maybe during traffic or weather or something like that, but hit a little guy. Yeah. See, okay, you know what's bad when it's distracting me.
And that was another thing I wasted this weekend on. I made one for Kenzie.
Really? A bug?
Yeah. Let's see if this will play. It's just SpongeBob.
Oh, how perfect.
And then he dances at the end. Watch.
What kind of move is that?
I don't know. It's just SpongeBob.
Okay.
Looks like kind of, ta-da.
Look, the logo will spin now. Okay, now we've wasted 40 minutes talking about the video stream. I kind of like the George Jefferson one.
Yeah.
It is really good. And you put it back up.
All right, let me just put it. Okay, there's a normal one. We're done.
Mm-hmm. Until the next time you decide to go on a hunt for more bugs. What else can we put in that lower right-hand corner?
It's just trying to change it up.
No, I like it.
Okay.
I like that better than the Dish Nation show that Chloe and Alfie watch every day.
Yeah, why do you guys have that on? I guess they run it at night.
Yeah.
And then rerun it, the same one, the next day.
It just comes on.
What kind of stupid broadcast company does that? Takes a show and reruns it the next day. Why do you guys watch that?
Oh, it just comes on after the news, so it just leave it on.
So, no particular reason?
No. Just to make fun of what's going on.
They must shoot some of those. Some of the bits. They use Craddock and other shows around the country. They're trying to make it look like it's, hey, we were this funny on the air, but nobody's got on headphones.
Nope. There's only a couple of the shows that actually bother to wear the headphones in the studio. And you're right. The rest of them, there's no headphones. And some of them don't even, they won't even bother really with the microphone.
Yeah, they'll be totally leaned all the way back and still talking. And yeah. Like, well, how's that picking that up on the radio there, buddy?
Right. Yeah, their audio is superb because they're way over here having a conversation, but on TV it sounds fine.
Okay. Those are some bad shows that they've got on there, too.
Not all of them have their A game every day.
I understand. Not all of them sit there and waste 42 minutes talking about video.
Exactly.
Okay. This is not really what I wanted to start the show with, but Kathleen Turner, really?
Of all the things that have gone on over the last few days.
I just saw the story. Kathleen Turner is 60 and ready to date and doesn't understand why nobody wants to ask her out. I first of all, I knew she looked bad. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how bad. So I pulled up some 2014 photos.
Yeah.
Mother.
Yeah, since long gone are the V.I. Wachowski days. Kathleen Turner's been single since getting divorced in 2007, though not by choice. She's 60 years old and anxious to date. But for some reason, men have not been hitting her up. She told Britain's Daily Mail, they don't dare ask me to date them. I'm not invited to date very often at all. Maybe men just don't consider I'm available or something, or don't think of me as possible dating material. And of course, she doesn't look like she did in the 80s at all, and she gets it. In fact, she chose to age naturally rather than have cosmetic surgery or Botox.
That's not the majority of it. It's the fact that, who was she married to for a while?
You know what? I don't remember.
Doesn't matter. Whoever she was married to, it looks like she ate him.
You're not divorced. He's in your tummy.
Have you seen a current picture, Chloe?
No, I have not.
You'll need to come over here and look at this. Keep reading.
She says, rather than have cosmetic surgery or Botox, she considers those destructive.
Oh my God, really? Seriously.
She explains, no one is sexy if they don't look like themselves. You see, a perfectly good actor who suddenly can't move their forehead or their eyebrows. I can say, do you know what? I don't look like I did 30 years ago. Get over it. Maybe.
Ugh. God, she looks like Aunt Meg and Twister.
I gotta see.
Oh, yeah. Yep, she sure does.
Hang on, here's a better one.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's right. That just happened.
Oh, that's so bad. Man, that's just...
See, now, some poses are just not going to look right in a photo if it's just, you know, poorly timed.
Wow.
Yeah. I trust me. I feel for you on that one, or I feel for her. But the rest of these, even with good lighting and makeup, no. Not unless I had to perform community service. And I would seriously consider just getting locked up.
See, I think there are some things that she could do to still age gracefully, but not go, you know,
it's not the Botox and everything. It's the fact that she looks like she eats all people all the time.
Looks like
grew naturally.
She really looks like a female impersonator.
Oof.
That's just...
So you're saying if you saw that in the bar, sitting at the end of the bar, winking at you?
What's the matter, lady? You got some kind of twitch? Does that mean you're getting hungry? Is that the sign you're about to eat somebody?
No, I just find you really attractive. Sorry, that's my best Kathleen Turner.
Well, glad you find me attractive. I just played K-17 on the jukebox for you. Would you like to four-step it? I bet you can kick it line dancing, baby. Just of all the stories that you handed me to look at today, that one, I think I even wrote at the top of it, I went, "And really?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?" In huge capital letters. See that right there, Chloe? That's how you know he means business. And even though Russ writes already in all caps, you can tell the difference that he's super serious here because it's like 48 point
that
font.
That and like you can tell he's just writing fast because he's writing all the way across the page.
And not only that, but I feel the back of the paper.
Of how hard I wrote it.
You jammed that sucker in there. Feel that, Chloe. Look. You
can calm down.
It's like Braille.
Like someone was angry. Are you kidding me?
Who did she? It was an interview in one of the UK papers?
Yeah, the Daily Mail.
You know what that interviewer was thinking.
Yeah. I'm obviously talking to a male.
And it also, when it was in
Friends. Should have been her first clue. The thing's called the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
You man.
She had a recurring role on Friends where she played a crossdresser.
What did she wear?
It was like flamboyant female stuff, but it was supposed to be one of the characters' father.
Okay, so she played a man.
No, she was playing a cross-dressed man.
Does that she make played sense? A man.
Yeah, but
or was she a chick wearing man's clothes? Or was she her wearing women's clothes?
It was supposed to be the man wearing women's clothes.
So she played
like
a man.
Yeah, I guess.
Like I said, that's what she looks like, a female impersonator.
just not.
Well, and who was she related to? And like, I know anybody from Friends.
Chandler, Matthew Perry.
Okay, I know which one he is. Yeah. I know his character's name. Yeah. I have no idea. Was there a? No, it's Jennifer Aniston. I don't know any of the characters. I know the peanut-headed guy.
David Schwimmer?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston, that dopey guy that got his own series for a while. Joey.
Matt LeBlanc? Yes, Joey.
Okay. I know that one.
Yeah.
And the tall blonde chick with the cheekbones big as her fists.
Yeah. Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah. Ugh. No.
And you know the other one? You've got almost all of them. You know the other one.
Courtney Cox, but
yeah.
I don't know her. I don't know any of the characters' names.
No, well, that's fine. I think somehow it makes you distinctively manlier if you don't. That's why anytime someone breaks out the Friends trivia, you all of a sudden play dumb. Oh, I don't know her name. Yes, you do. You know it. You know all their names.
Yeah, really, if I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Mm-mm. And I wouldn't know who to call as a lifeline. Just name short of Joey. The only reason I know that is I'm going off on my own.
And actually by...
Dude, you better learn how to live in the street.
He's done fine. He made plenty of money on Friends and is still making plenty of money on it. But even that show Joey, I think it was on for 2 seasons.
I didn't know it was on that long.
Exactly. So, I mean, it wasn't as huge of a flop as everyone thinks it is. It made it a lot longer than plenty of other shows.
Have you heard from... your friend Tone, that's on NBC's Bad Judge?
No, I haven't. I haven't talked to him lately.
I wonder if they're still due for cancellation.
My guess is yes. I haven't heard anything else.
I haven't seen anything really avant-garde. They need to have something on there. It's a comedy. But they need to have a few tense moments where Tone, who plays the bailiff, he needs to shoot somebody. And I mean a lot.
I'm with you.
Well, I think, yeah. we won't be able, you know, NBC won't, they what? They might cancel you? Add some tension in there. Have somebody grab the judge and pull one of those moments where the guy's holding the judge. All right, here's what's going to happen. And Tone just goes, I shoot you in the head and you die. Make him a badass.
Yeah.
Short of being on the firing range, I don't think I've seen him pull his gun. If I played a bailiff on TV, I'd be pistol whipping people all the time.
This also may not be the best time to have a pistol whipping police officer on TV.
But he's black.
True.
And if you pistol whip somebody, since you can see the entire story, you know if they need to get shot or not.
That I'll give you.
It's not real life to where sometimes there are witnesses, sometimes there aren't.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you were referring to Ferguson.
Well, I'm just saying everyone's tense.
I understand that. And who, God, I said I'd remember and I forgot. 4 or 5 players, one team, they held their hands up right before a game that don't shoot me.
Yeah, it's St. Louis Rams.
And was it a police association, the first to complain?
Yeah, it was the St. Louis Police Officers Association, I think business manager. He had released a statement saying how it was ridiculous for the players to do that, especially when, and hypocritical, because all week the NFL and the St. Louis Rams had been, what'd you do?
No.
Yes, you did. You're looking at me like you just did something on the stream. I don't have to look at the stream. I know you did something. What'd you do? I'm going to look.
Go ahead.
The whole screen, really? Jefferson, George Jefferson dancing. Yep, there he is.
You know how hard I worked on that?
Man, he was moving.
And those players had the right to do it. I'm not saying they're right or they're wrong. They just have the right. And I don't see, did the police association call for some type of sanction?
Penalty? He wanted some type of, at the very least, a very public apology from the team and the players themselves. Because they see it as now, it's with the hands up, don't shoot thing, the officer is saying, this is more, you know, than about, they're making it bigger when it's not. They're trying to say that what happened in this case was wrong when the facts and the ballistics say that it was right in the way that it happened.
There are too many questions. I think they should have let it have gone to trial. That way, all the information would be out there.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. The information doesn't matter. If you feel a certain way about it, then you're going to seek out things that support how you feel. You're going to ignore things that go against it.
Well, the problem with the grand jury system is they don't really have to look at all the pertinent facts. They're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But anything can be presented to them that wouldn't be legal in court. You can present polygraph test results,
mm-hmm.
which the grand jury in my case chose to ignore. The only person that passed two independent polygraphs, and they ignored it.
You did?
Yes.
Now, did they ignore it like it was in front of them and they knew what the results were? Or did they say, hey, we have his polygraph, and they said, we don't want to see it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Tim didn't say. But they asked about my website, things that weren't pertinent in any form or fashion. So that's why I think the grand jury in whatever county it is.
Tarrant?
No. The
Oh, up there? Yeah. I think it's St. Louis County.
I don't think the grand jury should have decided this. There was, first of all, you're going to ease tensions just for a while, unless you're just trying to get it over with. Because there may have been enough that said, yeah, he didn't do it. We can't, even if we want to calm things down, we can't move forward with this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would have been if they let it go forward knowing that they wouldn't be able to get a conviction on it, then yeah, it's just sort of, they're just kicking the ball down the field, just waiting to see, okay, maybe it'll be better later. But actually, can you imagine the media circus that would have happened around a trial?
I just don't like the fact that you've got people still contending that, well, regardless of what they say, and even though I don't live there and I didn't see it, and all I know is what I've seen on social media, I think he did it. Based on what? At least the grand jury, this grand jury, I'm sure they made sure that they saw everything that they needed to.
Right.
They weren't going to take any chances on this. But it's the people that are convinced that the cop grabbed this huge man and tried to pull him in his squad car. That makes a lot of sense. They want to ask if that's okay to ask all these questions. Well, why would he do this? Why would this guy? All right, there's a question to ask. Why would a guy sitting in a squad car with his seatbelt on try and pull a huge man into his own window, knowing he's strapped down? And if this guy decides he wants to get in the window and start wailing on the cop, he can.
Right.
So the concept of the police officer pulling him into the window, to me, that would be a question I would ask on the grand jury.
Mm-hmm. And it's also, yeah, that type of action would just seem illogical.
As far as the NFL players, again, they can do what they want.
Well, the St. Louis Police Officers Association spokesman, we'll call him, he had said it was hypocritical for them to have this public display of supporting Michael Brown when they were asking for additional security all week from the St. Louis Police Department, whether it's, I don't know if it was at practices or the games, whatever, saying, hey, we want to make sure. He was saying they want our help, but on the field, they want to basically turn their backs on us.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't all the individual players asking for support.
And did
management for the Rams, did I get that right?
Yeah. Yeah, Rams.
Did they make a statement?
I haven't seen it.
Because I'm sure it was the management asking for extra security.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't all the players. I think it was five.
Five players.
That did it.
Right. To me, it was
Chloe, you getting Charles?
Yep.
Go ahead.
It was a really vast, overreaching statement for that officer to make. Because it makes you seem petty.
Which all?
Oh, the St. Louis
the
Association. Yeah.
Police Association.
Because I understand you're mad, but still, it's kind of like the idea of...
You're not going to get an apology.
Yeah.
There will be no NFL sanctions because It wasn't a gang sign. They didn't do something like flipping somebody the finger on live television. It was something that nobody really could have, you know, calculated.
Right.
And how do you find them?
And that's the other thing. If you're the NFL, is as one-sided as you can be with handing out punishments and things on players, this is one you'd want none of. Because if the NFL had come down on those five players, it would have started at five and would have increased to however many players there are in the NFL.
Something else I was going to say, I forgot. But yeah, if the NFL totally ignores the St. Louis Police Department or whoever, St. Louis. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do as a police department? You going to just make faces?
They basically said, well, you know, as police officers, we have First Amendment rights as well, and we don't have to basically use any of their sponsors.
You're right. They should have just let it go because nothing the team could say or those five players. It just goes back to nobody's listening to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's both sides just yelling.
And the cops are going, well, we're not going to go to your games anymore. Well, we don't care. the off-duty ones that work security, I bet they keep coming.
Yeah, you know why? They need the extra cash.
We need a break. We'll be back then.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
404, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coyes and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Not a whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Long Avenue. Got a stalled vehicle there that has traffic backed up back to Spur 280. The one big one right now in Denton. Northbound I-35E, right at Post Oak. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. That has traffic completely jacked up back from the Lake Louisville Bridge. About an hour delay through it. Try and find another way. And finally in Coppell, southbound 121, right at MacArthur. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is still a little jacked up. Back from I-35. Listen to Cindy Skull at 7:25 in the morning all this week for a shot to win a pair of Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets to go see Bush at the Southside Ballroom on March 11th. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. Clear tonight, 31 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high around 50. Right now, it's 42 and 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What do you got on hold, Alfie?
Guy calling about, I guess, the St. Louis County prosecutor.
Yes, Michael.
I'm just playing devil's advocate with the whole Ferguson thing. But do you think it's plausible that the prosecutor and his assistants looked at the case beforehand, knew they didn't have enough, but sent it to the grand jury just to calm the storm?
I think an officer shooting any time has to go before the grand jury. It always has to be reviewed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think in most municipalities, that's just standard. You can go on administrative leave or desk duty, whatever.
Yeah.
And it has to be reviewed.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Thank you, boss.
If you had a choice, if you had, the control over the situation, would you rather have the grand jury come back with the no bill, or would you rather draw it out with a trial?
I probably would have true-billed him and had a trial.
Okay.
Because, again, like I said, they can look at things that aren't normally allowed in court. And we don't know that they looked at everything because the grand jury proceedings are supposed to be private. Any information released, I believe that's at the call of the prosecutor,
yeah.
The DA. But even if you had a trial, you're right. He could have been found innocent and just they're going to have people that... We get screwed.
Yeah. Yeah. Whether it was after the grand jury decision or after a jury trial, I think your result would be the same. You're still going to have the idiots that decide, I am so mad about this, I have to break stuff. I gotta throw Molotov cocktails.
And it's going to be on either side. You know, if he's convicted, then you're going to have the other side having a fit. Well, there wasn't enough. You don't really, there are very few people that truly know what happened. You've got forensics showing that, is it Michael Brown?
Yes.
Was shot inside the squad car.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say there were three autopsies done. I know at least two.
Alfie's shaking his head, yes.
There were three?
There were three.
And all those synced up?
Yes.
Who was the third? Yeah, the first, which was the county medical examiner.
One was FBI. The FBI, and the other one was, I think, a military autopsy.
And one of them was done by Michael Brown's family.
Yes.
They had an independent guy do one.
But just the fact that somebody that wasn't there makes a call on this. And then the cop has to quit. I don't think he'll ever do police work again.
No, I don't think he could.
I mean, you could go someplace. Not yes. Everybody's going to know who you are.
Yeah, it'd have to be small town type of thing. But
it's.
I just wish that it was one of those things where logic would come into play. Because if it did, then you wouldn't have. You know, the emotional responses that everyone has, whether it's no matter which side you're on, but especially the whole idea of trying to say, you know, we hate this decision so much, I'm going to go rob this liquor store. But then complain about what happens in my community. What are you doing to it?
Well, by protesting, they got part of what they wanted. Is the cop resigned.
Yeah, but ultimately what they wanted him to go to jail because they're still saying, you know, one of the big things that bothers me is after it was announced, Michael Brown's mom immediately had this over-the-top, just emotional response. Am I weird to think, though, that maybe it's just because I had a mom who would not, you know, blink to turn me into the police if I did something? It seems so many parents just think their children can do no wrong. Well, not my baby. I know. Not him. Not Danny. He's not going to do that. Yes, he would. He probably would.
Yeah.
If he can get away with it.
Are you with him 24/7? No, you're not.
Right.
No, you don't know what your kids do or have done. There was, since I was watching television Sunday morning by accident, there was one guy that made a point of saying, all right, here's what you do. You don't go and rob a convenience store, steal some cigars, and then go out and cop an attitude. Well, the cigar thing really has no bearing because I don't think the officer knew about the robbery at the time, did he?
I think actually he did. That was part of his grand jury testimony, was that these two kids matched the description of a robbery that had just happened.
Okay. Initially, I think they said he didn't know.
Initially, but I guess, after talking with him and telling them to get out of the street and go onto a sidewalk, I guess that was when he realized, hey, actually, these guys kind of match that description.
All right. We can move on from this because obviously there's not going to be. We just don't know. I think the trial would have been the best, but they didn't ask me, and I don't live in that community, so I'm not going to travel all the way to Ferguson, if I thought the cop did it, to protest. I'm going to let the people that live there decide on their own what they want to do.
Yeah, but the other problem is not everyone can be trusted on it, because even in some of the witnesses that went before the grand jury, it was something like 60 witnesses, and some of them had completely conflicting accounts. You had a few of those witnesses said Michael Brown charged at the officer, you know, head down like he was going to tackle him. But then other people said, no, he turned around, had his hands up.
Well, and some people that testified weren't even there. They read about it on social media. And then they wanted to go and testify before the grand jury.
And say, I saw it. He had his hands up. And they said, don't shoot.
Where were you? I was in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Here's some uplifting sort of police news. Joe Pell, he's a police officer friend of mine.
Okay.
He sent me this Thanksgiving night. Worked off duty tonight at Walmart in Plano. Had about 40 people come up, shake my hand, and thank me for what I do. And it was several younger people as well. And then he goes on to give me credit, and I told him to F off.
That's a way to keep that positive vibe flowing.
Nothing to do with. I didn't tell people, hey, go find the Walmart, whichever one Joe Pell is working off duty at, and go up and thank him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's surprising that it was a lot of younger people. He didn't say how old. It was just a text that I got from him.
That's awesome. Did you see the photo over the weekend? The what was it called, Alfie? The hug scene or heard around the world?
The one with the free hugs guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Do you see that, Russ? Yeah, it was. How old was that kid?
This is a Luke Bryan thing?
No. No. You would have thought, man, because I love hugs. But even me, I'm staying out of Ferguson. They'll shoot a country boy.
Was this a picture in Ferguson?
Actually, I think it was Seattle. There was a young black boy holding a sign that read, free hugs. And he had tears just streaming down his face. And an officer approached him and police officer approached him, talked to him. He's like, why are you crying? And this boy says, I just don't understand why, you know, police, you know, and black community have such a struggle or whatever the exact words were. I don't remember. And they exchanged a few words, and then the officer said, well, what about the hug? Don't I get a hug? And so the little boy hugged him, and the officer, there's just the two of them embracing. And the photo went, you know, around the world in probably 30 seconds.
I just pulled up the story. Oh, I'm sure there's somebody who's going to jump in the middle of this. Well, he was actually frisking him. That was his way of...
Yeah, the reason why that boy's crying is because the cop turned to squeeze the life out of him.
Yeah, that kid is crying.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, something of consequence goes viral. And I'm sure the cop will get death threats. Or the kid.
Oh, if you put anything online, you're going to get a death threat. Just consider it automatic. You could post a video of your cat playing a keyboard, and I guarantee you someone's going to want to kill you or the cat.
That cat needs to go.
See, exactly.
There's
That's
no
what...
reason for cats to play. Cats are already a little too evolved. They don't need to be playing piano.
Mm-hmm. Don't go empowering them.
What's next?
Today the piano, tomorrow the world.
In this Tuesday, November 25th, 2014 photo provided by Johnny... Nguyen.
It's Nguyen.
I know. It's I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, it's Nguyen.
It's just Nguyen?
Yeah.
Johnny Nguyen?
Yeah, Nguyen or Nguyen.
Well, which is it?
It's either one.
Well, how does Johnny say it?
I'm going to go with Nguyen.
Portland Police Sergeant Brett Barnum. I like the way they say on the left.
Really?
And... Devontae Hart?
Yes, yeah, that's it, Devontae.
12. Hug at a rally in Portland, Oregon, where people had gathered in support of a protest at Ferguson. It's an outstanding picture.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody talk.
The sad thing is some people aren't ever going to see that photo because they're too busy, you know, flipping cars over.
And this has, well, yeah, it says it's gone viral. Do you have the story?
Just what I told you. I don't think I have the actual story now.
In the wake of the grand jury decision not to indict. Hart's mother shared the backstory of the photograph in a post on social media. On Facebook, she explained that she and Hart went to downtown Portland with the intention of spreading love and kindness and to remind all people, and that's in caps, that they matter in this world. Hart brandished a free hug sign as he stood in front of the police barricade. His mother said that he started to get emotional during the rally. He struggles with living fearlessly when it comes to the police and people that don't understand the complexity of racism. He struggles with that. He doesn't understand the complexity of why nobody gets along. He wonders if someday, when he no longer wears a free hug sign around his neck. He's a full-grown black male. If his life will be in danger for simply being. That's when Sergeant Barnum noticed Hart crying and called over to the boy. Doesn't say how viral it's gone, but
it's around the world. It's a beautiful shot. And again, it's unfortunate, though, that so many people are just going to ignore it. Because instead of realizing that it's a small percentage of bad that hurt the rest, a lot of people think it's a vast majority of goose-stepping Nazi cops, and there's only a few good ones. Which, again, you know that's not the case. You know how we know that's not the case? Because if all the good cops all of a sudden decided to be bad, we'd all see it. We'd all be running from the law like crazy. Like, oh no, 5-0's on my ass. Better call mama. That's it.
I bet the jails would be packed. To paraphrase from Chloe in Hell.
Yeah, really.
Man, I bet hell is packed. Okay. Good story. Glad you brought that up. Okay.
You want a little anti-police balance?
Sure.
At least from one listener? He sent this a few minutes ago on Facebook. He had to spend the night in Addison jail. He said, I was planning on sleeping off a little too much booze in the car. They woke me up and took me in for public intox.
Bastards.
Oh. He said, we went to Twin Peaks, then to PT's. My guy dropped me back at my wife's car in Addison at Twin Peaks. The effers waited for me to lay down and fall asleep. That way, I was really out. And then a tap, tap, tap.
He was in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Private property. Yeah. I know they can arrest you. I think they can. I think if you're in the car and drunk, but not driving, I think they can still get you for DWI.
Well, he only got picked up for public intox. Now, on the surface, the first reaction is, oh, come on, that's really terrible. Let the guy sleep it off. And he's not driving. But go down a notch or two and you realize that might have been the safest thing for him at the time. Because while he is passed out in his wife's car, you're already in trouble, who's to say he doesn't get robbed?
Yeah.
Who's to say someone doesn't pull him out of that car and decide, hey, you know what? I've decided to start my murdering spree. I'm going to start with him.
In a situation like that, are you actually charged with anything, or they just haul you in and let you sleep it off and then turn you loose?
I think they haul you in, they let you sleep it off and turn you loose. Because a public intox, Chloe, you've gotten a number of them.
Yeah, it's a
ticket.
Couple hundred dollars, yeah.
Yeah. So. See, we don't need, like, CNN and Fox News, they bring in some sort of analyst, when really, we bring in the real deal. Chloe's been there, he knows.
You always bring in an expert.
Yeah, but ours is, I think, more expert.
Yeah, you always have a plan.
Does it go on your record that you had a PI?
Yes, it does.
All right, so you are charged.
I don't know how long it stays, but yeah. But if they bring you into the drunk tank, you're going to be charged with something.
How long do you have to stay in the drunk tank?
It's only like a night. I mean, there's been times to where I've been in and gotten out in like 4 hours.
Do you have to blow to get out?
No.
Man, I'd like to blow that, but I'm all puffed out after being locked up with these guys.
No, you just have to have someone bail you out.
Okay. Yeah. That's another situation. Is it 1-800 call Big Bubba?
844 Big Bubba. Let me double check.
I just need to remember that because if I ever get popped for PI, I have nobody to call.
844 Big Bubba.
That might be the next tattoo I get.
844 Big Bubba? He would appreciate the hell out of it.
They have little temporary tattoos that a place you can write a number on.
At least when they lock you up, are there like business cards or anything stuck around the phone that's in the drunk tank?
One time I saw it, there was a bunch of numbers around. And also, too, they'll supply you with a list of numbers, too, sometimes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. 844 Big Bubba.
844 Big Bubba.
I bet he signs up for another year with you.
I have a feeling it's going to be a big year for Bubba.
Line two, Alfie.
Yep.
Yes, Rob.
Hey, I actually did get arrested one night on Christmas Eve many years ago for public intox because I was doing the same thing. I had too much drink, was sleeping it off in the car, and got woke up by the police.
Did they actually have you do a breathalyzer?
Oh, I had to do the breathalyzer, walk the line, everything.
Okay.
Police officer told me that the reason why I didn't get a DWI was because I was kind of cool about the whole situation, and he just threw me in the drunk tank, and I had to sleep it off. There was no charges, none of that. But the toughest thing about it was trying to get a car out of impound on Christmas Day.
Ooh. Oh,
what did that cost?
Take with tow and overnight and everything, it cost me $200.
Excuse me a second. Flo, what did it cost you?
$325.
See? Rob got a deal. Where'd you get arrested?
Yeah, really.
This was actually in Northeast Texas about 10 years ago.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Thanks. Another instance to where if you're not a dick to the cops, first of all, it's going to catch them off guard.
Yeah.
The police officer.
You're
how
not
can
only...
you not being a dick? Because I read the papers. So are we going to say something?
Oh, you got a funny man here. Time to beat some ass. No, it'd actually be kind of funny and definitely surprising if you're the officer and this guy's, you know, just slurring his speech all over the place, but he's like, man, I respect you. It's a tough job.
I don't have time to make a sign, but can I have a hug? And I guess if there was anybody that happened to be passing by that saw the cops see the guy in the car,
okay,
the guy wakes up later, still drunk, and drives off,
right.
The police department may have some type of liability.
Yeah.
Because somebody saw them see him.
Mm-hmm.
Any more of these, Alfie?
Line three.
Okay. Look at you people. Yes, Casey.
Hey, boss man. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, I just was listening to the story about the guy who got arrested, and I had almost the exact same situation. Me and a bunch of friends had gone out, and we had done way too much drinking, and I got behind the wheel, made it just a little bit, realized I was too drunk, pulled over, and I was woken up by police officers pulling me out of the vehicle. And they arrested me, got me with a PI.
And that's another thing, too, what these people are doing.
All right, hold on a second. Is that the whole story?
Well, I got arrested for a PI. I got behind a wheel, made it just a little bit, realized I was too...
All right, that was the whole story. What is it, Chloe?
I'm saying, I don't recommend falling asleep in your car, but here's what a mistake a lot of people make, is they fall asleep in the front seat. If you're getting something, at least climb in your back seat, cover up with something to where it's not as obvious. Hey, there's someone leaned back in that car.
You're still out. I mean, you're going to avoid any possible DWI charges.
Yeah.
But you're still going to get the public intox. Just being outside drunk. I don't know why that's illegal. I just can't say it gets to vomit. And Chloe, of all people, I don't recommend you falling asleep in your car. Although, Chloe's the one that's taken a shit in his car before.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a shit or a pee?
It was a crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I'm also a big fan of how Chloe thinks outside the box. So when Chloe gets drunk and needs to pass out, he doesn't go to the car and do it. Instead, he just leans up against the bar and does it. He passes out in the middle of the bar, retools for about 10 minutes, wakes back up, he's ready for more.
Mm-hmm. Or if it, first of all, obviously he knows not to fall asleep in his car because the cops will find you there. Mm-hmm. Chloe's falling asleep inside a traffic barrel.
Traffic barrel.
Mm-hmm. In somebody's boat that he didn't know?
Mm-hmm.
On top of buildings that way no one can see you?
Janitor's closet inside a bathroom?
Yep.
Inside the valet box where they keep the keys?
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to hide yourself. You can't be seen.
It's amazing the places you walk by. It's like with guys, not that you're not a guy, but we always walk around looking at different chicks. And, man, I like sticking in her. Or when you're too young to date. but your pubes have already grown in. You just look for anything to stick your weenie in. Flo walks around looking for different places. I keep that in my mind in case I have to hide. Boat. Flo woke up at a cemetery one morning.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's going to look for a drunk person there.
It just looks like the funeral home was lazy. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:36, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 just before Royal Miller got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from the High 5. And in Fort Worth, northbound 287, the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway right at Riverside Drive. Got an accident there that has the two left lanes blocked. That has traffic backed up back from Cobb Park Drive. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Tonight, clear and 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 50. Right now, it's 41 degrees and 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You know that foam finger artwork I sent you?
Yes.
I sent that to Kibler.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, if that happens, I'm having those made.
You damn good. She better.
Well, I stole the idea from you. Said if 1190 shows up anywhere, because they don't show up anywhere on the ratings. Nothing.
And they haven't in 5 years. Or it hasn't.
And I don't mean they're at the bottom. They just don't show up. So if the station gets a 0.1, which is just enough to show, they're going to lose their minds. And Dan said, I'm already getting my 0.1 t-shirt made.
Mm-hmm.
I went, we need to do the foam fingers. So I just took one off the internet that said we're number one. Then I changed it to we're number 0.1, 1190.
We got one.
Yeah, that's what Kibler sent back. She said, we get that. We're having a party.
Absolutely. And we should. We should have a 0.1 party. It'd be the dumbest radio party ever, but my God, keg stands.
Let's have a parade.
The 1190.1 party. Right down Main Street.
For a station that was a powerhouse in the 50s, 60s, part of the 70s, for it just to turn into nothing. And it's not like the signal got worse.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what happened to it. I have no idea what they've been really the last 5 years. I think it's mostly been infomercials. And I think it was Kibler that just decided we need to do something with the station.
Yeah, it's there. We have it. Why not put some things on it? Put some more things on it.
And I like the way she approached me with an email. Hey, I need your advice on something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that the route she took?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Tinkering with the idea of, really doing something with 1190. Can we have your show for the mornings?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about rebroadcast, yes? Oh, yeah. Okay, here's some things that I'm going to want.
Right.
And then that's when I had to do the horse trading. Alfie needs to be full-time.
Mm-hmm.
Flo needs a raise.
Yes.
They made Alfie full-time, and they gave Flo the least amount of money they could.
Just enough to actually say, hey, it's a raise.
And Flo, ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
I got a job. I'm pretty happy. So to get a raise in this company, are you kidding me? I'm afraid people are going to shoot me. You got a raise? What?
Yeah, I wouldn't go bragging about that around the coffee pot.
I probably should stop on the air. Because mm-hmm. now Claude's going to start getting death threats from Clear Channel employees.
Yep, he's a marked man.
You got 8%? Well, but that was over 4 years. They didn't give me a raise for 4 years. You got 8%? What's only like 2% a year? You got 2% a year?
No more free coffee for you.
I was up here over the weekend when I was working, and I forgot that coffee costs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any Red Bull. I didn't have anything. I'll go get some coffee. Mother
50 cent.
I thought it was a quarter. I found a quarter in my bag.
Now they up it.
I was all excited. I went back. 50 cents.
Yeah. That,
you know how many desks I had to go through to find another 25 cents?
I imagine quite a few, because most people don't keep their loose change where you'd expect them to anymore, because they know people go around looking for loose change.
And then later, I found some more coins, bottom of the gym bag I carry around. You put more than 50 cents in, it don't give you change.
No, that's not how that machine works. Mm. It thanks you kindly for the extra donation.
You don't get any extra coffee or anything.
Mm. And since it's that coin-operated machine, if you screw up the process on how you put the pouch in and whatever else that goes along with, that's your fault. You're not getting your money back.
How do you screw it up? There are instructions right on the front of it.
People find a way.
All right.
I think it was a few weeks ago, it took like four of us to figure out how to do hot chocolate for Kinsey.
It's the same process. You mash on the display what you want.
No.
That little door flops open. You drop the packet in. You close the door. Stick the cup up there. And then it dispenses.
You know how I know you've not made hot chocolate on that machine?
Because it doesn't work that way?
Right. Alfie?
It's a multi-packet kind of setup they've got.
You have to put more than one packet in. You do one and then the next?
Yes.
Does it cost more?
I think it's all the same 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Who finally figured it out?
I don't know if anyone really has. Because
did you not get hot chocolate for Kenzie?
She was there. She was having trouble. So she came over to me, Chloe, and Alfie like, hey, do you guys know how to work the machine? We're like, of course. It's a coffee machine. So we go over there. And then a couple of the, I think Kim West from the traffic department up here, I think she was even trying to help. And we're all trying to figure out, because we all just do coffee. That's one button, one process. Hot chocolate, you have to figure out, okay, it's the hot chocolate. Then you have to decide, do you want a latte? Do you want a mocha? Do you want this? And then there was like, the second screen came up of like four different options. We're all like, wish they'd have done just say hot chocolate.
You guys are retarded.
Yes. We absolutely, yes.
It's a group of people standing around the machine.
And we're all looking around going, do you know? No. Do you?
I don't know. I think it's trying to tell us something.
And it's like how everyone else comes in. Hey, what are you guys doing?
We're trying to make hot chocolate. Get out of the way.
And that's how the group swelled in size. Because everyone thought, oh, I got this. Y'all stupid. Next thing you know, they're as confused as we are.
We're all standing around staring at the hot chocolate maker. Like we were all from Third Rock from the Sun. I wonder what it's trying to tell us. Alfie, what do you got on hold?
People calling about the DWI PI in your car thing.
Go ahead, Jim. Yes, Nick.
Oh, hey. I used to live in a townhome and got drunk one night. We had like a party, and me and my wife got in a fight. And later on in the night, instead of going to sleep on the couch, I went and slept in my car in my driveway. And I guess somebody walked by and saw me sleeping there. Cops came by, tapped on my window, woke me up, rolled it down, and said, "Can I help you?" And they said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm sleeping off my drunkenness, basically." And they said, well, we had a call saying there was a dead guy in the car, and we're coming by to check on that. And I said, well, no, there's no dead guys. And I was like, it's my property. And they said, well, you said you're drunk? I said, yeah. And they said, well, that's technically a
piece. Okay, I know what he got.
Yeah.
I was sleeping. Here's how the story should have gone.
I sleep in my driveway in my car. I got arrested.
Were you drunk?
Yep.
You tell the cops that?
Oh, yeah.
That's why you got arrested. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
The guy that sent me the first message on Facebook saying he got it in Addison jail for sleeping in his car, he wanted me to make sure to tell Addison police he still respects them and he had it coming, partly because he has to drive through it every day. But yes, he donates to the foundation on a regular basis, too.
And you got some departments, if they've got the time, Close had them take him home before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of freaky. Get in the car.
What?
What do you mean? Hang on. You haven't done all that other stuff. Are you going to do that stuff? Just get in the car.
I know. It was a really weird moment for Close. Here's a cop telling him forcefully to get in the car, but it was only to help.
Yeah, and when he got home, the weirdest thing is having an officer get out of his car, out of the front, and open the car door for you. And I got out. I was like, man, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Man, this is good service.
Hey, thanks, George. Limbo George. This is the best ride I ever got from you. You didn't say nothing this time. Normally, you can't shut up. But I've heard people say if, you know, it's not a busy night, not that far from home, some cops will, it's not their job, they'll take you home. Nobody ever wants to post that on Facebook because you don't want to say, hey, I was out drunk and the cops took me home.
Yeah, that, and you also feel like you have to keep it a secret because you think that they'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
Like,
all right, last one. Yes, Heather.
Hi.
Yes?
I have a question.
All right.
This is something that I've done, and I know other people who have done it. When you're driving and you're not drunk, you're just sleepy, so you pull over somewhere and sleep for a while. What would happen then? I mean, it's not like the cops can charge you with being publicly sleepy.
Well, if they think you've been drinking, they'll do the field sobriety test, the observation, and if you fail, then you're getting arrested for public intox. You can't just say I was sleepy. From what? Oh, the beer? Did I answer your question?
Well,
yes, it did. Thank you.
That's actually happened to me. I was asleep on the side of the highway. And for, I'd say for about 20 minutes, get a tap, tap, tap on the window. I wake up. The officer says, you okay? He made sure to find out that, in fact, I was not drinking nor drunk. And he said, if you need to sleep, get off the side of the highway and go to a motel or something. He's like, this is not a safe place for you to be. And I thanked him. And at this point, I was completely awake now because you have the adrenaline going like, yeah. Oh, God. So then I made it to my destination on time.
Why is it truck drivers can sleep in their trucks and they don't get arrested for PI? I guess because you can't see them.
Yeah. I guess, you can't see them if they're in the back, you know, the cab portion, their quarters. Or that, maybe they just get, you know, just comes with the job.
Yeah, and the truck's running, you know. Usually that's a big deal if the keys are in the ignition, there's intent to drive.
I think if you feel like you've had too much to drink, go ahead and just climb in your trunk. If it's a newer car.
Yeah.
Because they have all the emergency releases. That way nobody's going to know. It may be a little chillier. I don't know.
Well, but if you plan ahead, put a couple blankets in there for those nights when you know you're going to have to trunk sleep.
I'm surprised Clo's never done that. I know you couldn't do it with your CRX.
When I used to have a pickup with a camper on it, I did it a lot.
A lot.
I missed that truck.
Yeah, because if you still had the truck with the camper thing on it, you wouldn't have to sleep in so many spots that you had to, like the valet box.
You could have even rented it out by the hour.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on in.
Okay. You got audio? You want to start news?
Let's start news because most of my audio is with news.
All right, 4:49, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, December 1st, 2014. Birthdays today. Zoe Kravitz turns 26. She's the daughter of Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet. She's an actress now. Linkin Park guitarist Brad Delson is 37. Sarah Silverman is 44. Porn star Shelby Stevens is 46. She starred in 259 films, including 10,000 Anal Maniacs 2 and Waterworld 4, History of the Enema. Russ's favorite, Charlene Tilton, turns 56.
Cal.
Gilbert O'Sullivan is 68. Bette Midler, 69. John Dent.
Anybody know who Gilbert O'Sullivan is?
He's a singer.
I think he had two hits. Say Alone Again, Naturally, or something like that.
Yep.
And Get Down.
1972's Alone Again, Naturally, and also 1972, Claire, and 1973, Get Down.
That's the one I like, the third one.
Third one? Yeah, all were gold.
See if that's in the library, Lo. Gilbert O'Sullivan.
from The Doors. John Densmore turned 70. Eric Bloom from Blue Oyster Cult also turned 70. And Woody Allen turned 79. After a busy holiday weekend in shopping malls, millions of Americans were expected to log on and keep shopping on the day dubbed Cyber Monday. The Monday after Thanksgiving has been the biggest online shopping day of the year since 2010. The day could take on added importance, though, after a Thanksgiving weekend that saw fewer shoppers and lower spending than last year, according to some estimates. Retailers have been pushing deals all month, and particularly the last week, hoping to spur customers to spend. A research firm called Comscore expects people to spend about $2.5 billion on Cyber Monday. And the weekend saw 5.3% fewer shoppers and 11% less spending, which I still don't know exactly how that's possible because I couldn't tell the 5.3% decrease in shoppers. I know the Parks Mall was surrounded.
I still don't get what the rush is.
I think it's just any time it's any kind of a big sale, and then it sort of, for some people, kicks off the holiday season. It's always right after Christmas. Like when I was a kid, it was the day after Thanksgiving that we would always put all of our decorations up. So now the whole Black Friday thing is starting the whole Christmas shopping season, and people see it as an excuse to go out and get in the spirit. And doing so by, you know, ripping TVs out of each other's hands and knocking over old ladies.
That's the only upside to the Black Friday sales is all the videos on YouTube of people grabbing boxes, or somebody had a TV in their shopping cart and Scott walked past it, just took it out.
Yeah.
Really, what are you going to do? You don't own it yet. Who are you going to complain to?
I guess you,
you can't call the police.
Well, the police couldn't necessarily be able to do something about it at that moment, I guess, but...
If you're a store employee, do you really want to get in the middle of that?
If I'm a store employee, I don't even want to be there that day. Alvy, you were out on Black Friday.
Yeah, I was out picking up a few things for the show. I went to a Best Buy, I guess in the afternoon on Friday, and it was still packed.
Why was it you felt like you had to go on Friday or Black Friday?
Just because it was a good deal on something that we need, so just went out to go grab it. Hopefully, I figured that all the idiots would be gone by mid-afternoon, but I was wrong.
No, once they get out, they stay out.
Yeah, yeah. Idiocy doesn't take naps. It thrives. It survives. It adapts and overcomes.
One lady thought I was trying to steal her TV. Apparently, she had driven down from Sherman to try and get a TV, and I was trying to grab some flash drives right next to her. She freaked out because I was getting too close to her TV.
You better back up.
I'm surprised you can get a gun pulled on you.
What kind of TV was it?
I think it was a nice 40-some or 50-inch TV that was a couple hundred bucks off. But it wasn't anything worth freaking out over.
Oh, they'll freak out. Especially chicks. Guys, I don't know. I think the Black Friday is mostly for women.
You would think, but like, we went to the Parks Mall because we decided, we saw, I love looking through the ads for Black Friday, saw a Sears ad for a nice 4-piece tool set. We decided, yeah, that's a good deal. Well, let's run by and pick that up. It is not that simple. It's just not. And I actually kind of thought, like, you were, Russ.
What made you think anything was going to be simple?
Because I was thinking like you are. Mostly it's women pressing on that Black Friday shopping culture. So what store is going to be probably not as impacted? Sears.
What?
The problem is the Sears was still attached to the Parks Mall, and there was only like two ways to get inside the mall area from I-20.
If it's attached to a mall, chicks are going to look at it. I don't care if it's a Cabela's. Let's go look and see what new shotguns they have.
Ooh, this is $300 off. We should get this. You don't even like guns. You hate guns.
But this one matches my shoes that I just bought. It's just, it's got to be the thrill of the hunt. Look, I got this. And not only did I get it, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning I got a good deal on it, and I got it before anybody else. Nobody took it out of my shopping cart. Maybe if I want it out of your shopping cart, I'm going to take it. Mm-hmm. That's my TV. Okay. How about if I piss all over it? Same thing, Mark. My brother used to do. I'd make a sandwich. He'd go by and lick it.
Oh God, I'm glad he just licked it. Why are you pissing on my bologna?
Because I wanted a sandwich.
Well, go for it. It's
you've earned this one.
Yeah, I do like though now how it's not just an American thing, because I saw a story that they were having Black Friday deals in the UK, and they were all fighting each other over TVs and shopping carts and things.
And normally, as a culture, they're more polite.
Yeah.
I don't know. Their women can get real, real feisty when it comes to any sort of fashion stuff. There's a retail over there that's in the U.S. now called H&M. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they'll do collaborations with big high-end designers, and women will tear each other apart trying to get a certain accessory, a certain top, something like that.
You sound like you've been through this. Are you a cross-dresser?
No, I'm not a cross-dresser.
He's had to put up with these crazy women.
But I have had to work at least 4 or 5 Black Fridays in retail. And it gets hell because you're working a 12-hour shift. People are pushing, shoving. We had to have off-duty cops at the place where I worked.
Yeah, and they showed people just waiting for the doors to open. And then, obviously, people getting trampled. There's got to be an easier way to do all that.
We used to give out, I guess, chits or tickets, something like that.
Did you say chits?
C-H-I-T.
What is that?
It's a little, like, tag. A little, like you take a number thing at the butcher.
Numbers?
Yeah.
Now serving.
Exactly.
Why they call it a chit?
I don't know. That's just the silly name for it.
And you use that word on Black Friday?
No, I mean, it's some little...
Sound like you were asking for trouble.
No. Mm-hmm. No, uh-uh. Ain't no correlation.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm. I'm going over there. They're giving out shit. All right. Y'all want to take line one before we break?
Yes.
All right. Yes, Chris.
I was actually calling and commenting on the whole Black Friday thing. Last year, I actually used to work for Walmart, and during Black Friday, a couple of my coworkers had actually gotten spit on, and my life got threatened over a Blu-ray player, which was crazy. The ladies came up to me, and they said, they asked if that was the line for the Blu-ray players, because we actually had like lines for all the items or whatever. And when she asked me, I said, yeah, but the line's actually back about 3 aisles. And they said, well, once we get up here, we better get a Blu-ray player, or we will come back and effing kill you. Like, why do people just go crazy over all these deals? It's beyond me. But
I'm going to guess, because you're here a year later, they got a Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Now you can take him to work.
Okay, who moved my desk?
The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
505, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlace.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagles Traffic brought to you by Supercuts. A whole lot going on. Here's the very worst of it. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right near Cesar Chavez. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Sylvan Avenue. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before Royal Miller. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from around 75. In the Farmers Branch, north on I-35, right at Valley View. Got an accident blocking the 2 right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Harry Hines. In Hearst, northbound Loop 820, right at 121. Got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from I-30. Finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Heritage Trace, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from North Loop 820. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies this evening, and it's going to be on the cold side. A low of 31, then tomorrow partly cloudy, and a high around 50. Right now, it is 39 at 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I listened to part of Lurie North over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
What did I tell him the last time he was on with us?
Oh, crap.
Quit talking about himself?
Yeah.
Yeah. People know who you are. Stop it.
Stop setting himself up every week or whatever.
Every show, it's like he feels like he's got to explain who he is. They're listening to you for a reason. You've been in this market for a long time. You've been into fitness for over 3 decades. Gyms all over Dallas-Fort Worth.
The country. And
infomercials where he used to do be on a bus. The Great American Slim Down. What does he do? Okay, I got started working at a gym downtown. Here he goes. He doesn't listen. And then he talks about, okay, I'm going to tell you how to eat clean. I don't, maybe give it to me in slices. Don't give me the whole thing, because once you tell me, all right, how much cardio I need and what do I need to eat, I don't need to listen to you ever again. He didn't get that concept. You know, go the route of, you know, there are 7 way, you know, all the little side stories you see on the internet now. 7 celebrities you'll never believe who haven't aged well, whatever.
Right.
Break it down. 7 ways to eat clean. I'm going to give it to you 1 a week. Instead of all at once. But he'll have people call up. All right, so, you know, he had a guy that was 70, wanted to know what he should start doing. Larry goes, can you walk? Walk 2 or 3 days a week. Start there. He goes, 70, obviously, you don't want to do a lot of weights because things, he didn't say this, but things will break off.
No, I mean, you can do weights. You just got to make sure not to grab anything too heavy.
Well, he told him, he's, you know, once you get excited about it and you start seeing a change, then you may want to work your way into weights. And he said, it's been proven, I'm not kidding, that weights really help build muscle mass. That's Larry North. That's a friend of mine. That's expert.
Now, just...
He said it helps with bone density, yes. But... He also threw in the muscle mass like that. That was going to be the big revelation.
Maybe he's throwing that in there because in older people, they might think there were different ways of thinking about weightlifting back in the day. Some people said you should not do it. It'll stunt your growth, or it'll do this, or it'll do that. And some people just have an overall mistrust of it. They think it's somehow bad. Maybe that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to tell the old guy, hey, it's okay to lift up a weight. And then after you lift it, put it back down, and then do that again. Do that like 10 times. You'll feel good.
Ooh.
Well, if I go to lift it up, and then I stand up, and my arm still holding the weight, but my arm ain't with me.
Then you need to take that as your body telling you that you tried lifting something too heavy, and you need to call 911.
But my right arm came off, and I'm right-handed.
And Larry will let them go on at length. He'll do a lot of, and then by the end of their story, I would have already lost control of my bowels.
Right.
Then he talks about himself. Larry's one of those people, it doesn't matter. I don't think he does it on purpose. It's just, he has to. If you said I was on fire one time, Larry would go, you know, I remember the time I was on fire. Actually, it was 3 alarm.
Maybe he's doing that because he's trying to relate to the person.
Well, you don't get to come up with a better story.
Well, not a better story,
just
certainly.
Just so you know, I can empathize. I've been on fire before, and here's how I can help you. One day I was at the mall looking for fireworks. Then I'll go off on something that really has no bearing, and the guy on the phone couldn't give a rat's ass less.
Right.
He needs a sidekick. It's not me, but he needs somebody else in there.
It's still surprising that it is just him. I would think, because like Rodney's show, he's got a couple people that are on with him. So he's got things to bounce off of.
He needs sidekicks.
I think almost everyone's better with sidekicks.
Well, it is. That way you don't have to take calls.
And that makes everyone happier.
You know, people like Mark Davis, who are intelligent enough, he doesn't need anybody else in the room because he can carry a conversation on by himself and make it compelling. I'm not that smart. I got to have as many people in the room as possible. I don't want to rely on the phones. That would make me sick. Well, I can't talk to myself. There were days on the show back at CBS where JD wasn't paying attention at all. And I would say something. I think I've used this example before. Yeah, fat chicks don't deserve sex. JD would just, yeah, I know. I'm going to need an opposing view on this one because I can't play both sides.
Yeah, I can see how you would.
I'm glad you're here, Dan. I think I even told JD one day on the air, I went, I just said something and you didn't say anything back. You have failed as a sidekick.
You did say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you mean? Just standing there and nodding that big melon on your neck, that does me no good. Yeah, I know it.
That's terrible. That is unfortunate.
Okay.
Is it too real?
No, I'm a lot happier now.
I can do that if you want.
No,
that's fun.
I don't.
It's fun to watch your face turn different shades of red.
I don't have the same pressure that I used to feel at CBS because I knew if I didn't write anything, nothing was going to get written. JD, highlighter, news stories. Then he couldn't read them. It was when we got off on the personal things he was perfect at. But I started riding at 10. Go to the gym, get home at 10, and start. There are days that I didn't plan on it, but I'd get here at 2:15, 2:30, only because I felt like piss. I didn't panic because I know other people work on the show now.
Yeah.
So thank you. I knew you were going to do that.
Sorry. I couldn't resist. It was too easy.
I understand.
Thank you, though.
Mm-hmm. Words.
I have some audio. On Black Friday, this will actually be cut three. On Black Friday, an Army veteran at a mall near Philadelphia saw a man walking around in uniform and started recording him because he knew he was just pretending to be a soldier to get more discounts.
Oh, that's a good idea. Unless you get quizzed.
Which is what happened here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your rank?
I'm a staff sergeant.
Staff sergeant? Where'd you go to basic training?
Fort Jackson.
You know, the infantry only goes to Fort Benning, right?
Yeah, for ranger training.
No, for basic training.
No, I didn't start off as a ranger, as infantry.
You didn't? What'd you start off as?
I started off as a M1, as a driver for Humvees.
What's the actual MOS for that, for a driver?
My driver.
See, his questioning, the guy that was posing as a soldier,
mm-hmm.
should have just said, Fort Jackson, whatever he said. And it's like, man, I got to go because my wife is having a fit here. And just bail.
Yeah.
Because you could tell by the real guy's, the real soldier's tone, he's trying to nail me on something.
Right. And if since he's decided he wants to do that, guess what he's going to do? You know you're lying. He feels like you are. He knows every question to ask to get you to trip yourself up. I don't care how much you've studied and how much you want to play this part. He will find a way.
As a driver for Humvees.
What's the actual MOS for that, for a driver?
My driver MOS.
$32,000. That's retail.
No, that's not what he's asking. And that's how military people know.
What is
non-military.
MLS?
I have no idea.
No.
I don't know if you're saying MLS or MOS.
Just for that, for a driver.
My driver MOS. Hold on one second.
Here it is, guys. Stolen valor at its finest. Wearing a United States Army uniform. Claims to be a United States Army Ranger.
Okay, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to step down here.
Okay.
With my Sergeant Major.
All right, let's go. Let's see your Sergeant Major. So you shop at the mall with Sergeant Major on Black Friday? Why don't you just admit you're a phony? You know it's illegal, right?
If I was a phony,
yeah,
then I wouldn't be wearing this uniform.
Because you are a phony. I just called you out about 10 different things. This is illegal. What you're doing right now is illegal. Because you know what? I've worn that f***ing uniform, and I've had friends get killed in Afghanistan wearing that f***ing uniform. No, you haven't.
That's
you're full
like
of
12 years in.
Stone Valor. Right here. Stone Valor.
Hey, let's go. Stop it.
At its finest. What's your name, dude? Okay. Thanks, buddy. See you later, pal. Go have fun with your Sergeant Major at lunch.
Just awkward for everybody in the middle of the mall.
Well, it was good that they got called out, but the problem is the guy just goes to another mall.
You're right. And I don't know what you really can do other than I guess you can call the police.
Well, unless he's actually saying, I'm a soldier. I mean, if you're just wearing this stuff, I don't know.
Yeah, that because we know that you can't necessarily walk around in a police uniform and just let people come to their own conclusions. So I would assume a military uniform would have the same, you know, standards. But then again,
the real soldier said, you know, that's illegal, right? I don't know if it is or not.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if you actually have to say something or say it's not my fault. You know what? I wear this to honor my father who served.
It was illegal up until about 2 years ago.
Whoops.
Why would they make it legal?
Supreme Court struck it down as some sort of form of free speech.
All right. Don't want to take any of these?
Line 3.
Yes, Philip.
Yes, MOS stands for Military Occupational Specialty. It's your job.
And you have to take that course or whatever to be able to drive the Humvee?
To be a driver is 88 mic. That's what you're classed as. When you go into basic, you go through MEPS, and you pick out your job. It's like, what do you want to do for the Army? Do you want to be a fireman? Do you want to be military police? Infantry would be 11 Bravo.
I'd like to be a recruiter engineer. Back at home.
Yes.
I'd like to be a recruiter in Hawaii.
Is that all?
Okay. All right. Thank you, boss.
And that's how military get the non-military people that are trying to act military is all the abbreviations. There's no way you can keep up with those abbreviations unless you've been pounded with them for years, which is what has to happen in the military.
What was the secret? First of all, military, there are enough questions you can ask to ferret somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how cops, they have, not the secret handshake, but if you know, you flash a badge if you get pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, go on. There's got to be some secret something.
I think with police, it's going to be, like with military, it's letters. I think with police, it's going to be numbers. Because if you say, okay, I'm a McKinney police officer, but I got pulled over for speeding in Pantego or Dalworthington Gardens. They're known for the speeders. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll say different numbers as far as the Texas Penal Code to know if whether or not they're an officer. Or maybe radio jargon. Like, hey, when was the last time you ran code 3? Hey, am I right? Hey.
It's like I was going to ask Captain Howard, is there something when somebody calls in and says they're a cop, something Alfie can ask them that only a cop would know? But I forgot.
Alfie, you remember that, don't you?
Yes.
Good.
Remember what? Oh, he gave you something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But he can't.
I understand, yeah. But you know.
Yes.
I'm going to turn the mics off and you tell me.
No, I don't. I forgot. I'm sorry, man.
Text it to me, Alfie. Or
there's a lot floating whatever. Around up here, and I drink a lot over the holiday. And when I mean a lot, I mean a lot, a lot, a lot. You too, Chloe.
Oh yeah, it was a 24-hour day.
I didn't really care about drinking. All yeah. I know, I went. All right, I'm going off this high protein, low carb diet.
Good.
Screw it. And as soon as I went to the store Wednesday night,
ooh,
but it's almost empty.
Oh, yeah. I guess by that time, everyone had already picked through everything. I guess all the green beans were scattered around the floor.
Oh, Jesus. You and the f-ing green beans. Let go.
It is delicious.
Fine. All I know is I ate carbs.
I'm happy for you.
I fixed everything Wednesday night. I had Thanksgiving dinner Wednesday night. And then I had Thanksgiving dinner for breakfast, and then at noon, I took a nap. Cowboys came on. I had more carbs. First thing I started with was the potatoes and the stuffing. I let the turkey warm up. Yeah, if it had carbs, I killed it.
Good for you. I'm surprised you didn't just, like, somehow sculpt a turkey into a mountain of mashed potatoes and just eat that.
I don't care. I'm processing everything I can get my hands on. Mm-hmm. I'm the carburetor. And then, of course, when I run out of all the Thanksgiving food, then I feel guilty.
Because you ate it all?
Yeah.
Ah, see, it's...
Well, Rob said he wanted to come over with his family. I went, fine, do it. So I cooked for several people.
Mm-hmm.
Had I just cooked for myself, probably would have lasted a day. That'd have been it. But I had enough food to carry me all the way through Sunday. Sunday, I was down to the pumpkin pies.
Yeah. I had a little pie buffet last night. Had a little pumpkin, a little pecan, then some chocolate, and then some more pumpkin.
All I like is pumpkin. And then I topped it off with some potatoes. Okay. What else you got?
I also have Republican Party staffer Elizabeth Lawton has resigned from her post as communications director for U.S. Representative Steve Fincher from Tennessee after making some comments about Sasha and Malia Obama. Jessica Carter had no additional comment on the matter, according to the Associated Press. This morning, NBC News said she was resigning today. After making the comments, she told NBC News via phone that her departure was already in the works. She apologized earlier on Facebook for judging the girls at the annual White House turkey pardoning event. She said, I quickly judged the two young ladies in a way that I would never have wanted to be judged myself as a teenager. The communications director went on to say that after many hours of prayer, talking to my parents, and rereading my words online, I can see more clearly just how hurtful my words
she
were.
She posted these comments online?
On Facebook.
It wasn't just a passing comment to the girls.
What she posted is this. Dear Sasha and Malia, I get you're both in those awful teen years, but you're a part of the first family. Try showing a little class, at least respect for the part you play. Rise to the occasion. Act like being in the White House matters to you. Dress like you deserve respect, not a spot at a bar. She didn't like how they were dressed and didn't like their sort of unimpressed demeanor.
They didn't run for office.
No, they didn't.
They're forced into a situation they may not like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look to the Obama administration of what do the kids want to do?
Especially when it's teenage girls.
This. And she was hoping that the Obama girls would see this.
That's one of those things where you post it online when you say, dear so-and-so and so-and-so. You're pointing it at them knowing that they probably won't see it. But somehow you think you're cool for having written it. I mean, I think.
Or you feel it's cathartic somehow. You're just letting off steam.
Yeah.
I just posted online about the president's daughters. I don't understand. I never understand these. Well, I could take it all back if I. Why didn't. Were you drunk when you posted it?
There was no mention of any alcohol playing a part. Diana Reese is a contributor to the Washington Post. She took aim at the communications director for her use of language, saying that she should not pick on Obama's kids. And she said, if Lawton were a mom, particularly of teenage girls, she'd have a lot more empathy, I suspect. And she'd probably agree with me that kids in the White House should be off limits to media scrutiny. She drew parallel to the comments that radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh made about Chelsea Clinton during the Clinton White House years when he compared the preteen Clinton to a dog.
You mean looks-wise?
Mm-hmm.
I got to go with Rush on that one.
Yeah, but you don't. That's... Be better than that. As Rush Limbaugh, you're supposed to be, you know, someone who's supposed to... hold up your party's beliefs and the things that you think are right and good and just about the country, and then you reduce it to talking about a 12-year-old's looks.
Something that has nothing to do with the political process.
Right.
Line 4, Alfie?
Yes.
The soldier?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes, Joey. Joey. What do you want?
He was saying that in basic, they drill something called the Soldier's Creed into everyone's head.
I'm an American soldier.
That one.
I'm a warrior. Member of a team. That one?
That one.
Yeah. I got that one memorized in case they ever rat me out.
I like how you're planning ahead.
I would think, just like the guy that did that audio, he just, all right, what's MOS? That's the stuff that grows on trees.
But only on one side.
Yeah.
Who's stupid now?
Yeah. Thought she was going to trick me up, didn't you? I know that the moss grows on the trees. And don't try and trick me with that Rolling Stone question either. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:33, another check on traffic.
Big wheels rolling.
Over to MyPlates.com, Traffic Center, Alfie Coors and Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-30 right near Cesar Chavez. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back to Sylvan Avenue. A big one in Farmers Branch. Northbound I-35 right at Valley View. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from the 35-183 split. It's about an hour and a half delay through it. This same accident causing delays on the southbound side right at Valley View and Farmers Branch. That has the left lane blocked. You're back there is back from Valwood. Moving into Grand Prairie, westbound I-20 right at Carrier Parkway. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Spur 408, Patriot Parkway. In Hearst, northbound Loop 820 right at 121. Got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from I-30. And finally in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Heritage Trace. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Your backup there is back from North Loop 820. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by State Farm. Clear skies tonight, 31 for the low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 50. Right now, it's 39. 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
Get back, Mom. Y'all know me like that.
Get back, Mom. Y'all know me like that. Woo!
Now, I shouldn't mention it on the air. I don't want to get a salesperson in trouble.
Okay. I understand. Yeah, I know you wouldn't want to do that.
Give me the copy, Clo. I was supposed to read this during the last break.
Mm-hmm.
It says, revised copy runs December 1st through December 5th. The Climate Evangelist Eye Center.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving is almost here. Through the end of November, the Climate Evangelist Eye Center, new unwrapped toys. Make sure you do this before the end of November.
Oh. So you're saying they just changed the dates?
Yeah.
Did you ask the salesperson? Maybe it was a mistake and somehow he got the wrong copy?
I don't know. I don't really care. All I know is if I had a client that was as important to me as the Climate Evangelist Eye Center should be to them, our AE, I would look at the copy before I handed it to me. Because not all jocks will look at the live copy. They'll just read it and assume it's correct. See, I know Thanksgiving's over because I'm out of carbs.
Gotcha. Why not just contact the AE and say, hey, your copy's wrong. I need fresh stuff.
I think you give it a few days of the climbing spots not airing, and they'll finally ask, hey, how come you're not doing the endorsements? I still endorse the Climate Evangelist Eye Center. They're one of the biggest supporters of the foundation. But it ain't Thanksgiving no more, and the end of November has already transpired.
But why didn't you just say something to the account executive?
Because I don't talk to account executives. I'm a dick. I like to be unapproachable. I let them go through Clo. So they give Clo the copy, and Clo, being the douche he is, he doesn't look at it and hands it to me. He handed it to me and went, I'm not reading that. Well, it's revised. I went, I don't think it is. They changed the dates at the top, if that's what you're talking about. But I'm pretty sure, I'm not Kenzie, but I think Thanksgiving has come and went.
Maybe in some cultures it hasn't. And maybe that's the base that they're looking to attract.
The Climate Evangelist Eye Center.
Exactly.
If you're too stupid to know when the holidays are, you don't need to see. Chances are you can't read. So what do you care? All right. So I had to bring that up. Should have done that off the air.
I know you struggled with it quite a bit on whether or not you were going to say something.
You don't have to do that much. Just update the copy. Don't change the dates. They do that a lot with the Frankel spots. Revised. Because I always tell Chloe, have them write new copy. I know that their job is basically the same thing. If you get in a car accident, call the Frankels.
Mm-hmm.
But update the copy. Well, they haven't really sent anything. I bet there's some new stuff on their website. I see new stuff on their website all the time. They have started updating D&M's copy, even though I don't really need to look at that one.
Yeah.
With the Frankel stuff, our account executive will just move sentences around.
That's my personal favorite. See, like last week, this sentence here was at the end of the script. This week, I put it in the middle.
You'll never know.
Cut, paste.
He's only been doing spots for the Frankels for like 11 years. He won't notice the same sentence if it's moved.
And if I'm the account executive, what do you mean he wants new copy? What doesn't he know? He's just doing it to be a dick.
I don't know why they think moving around is going to change anything. That's like giving me a 4-pack of Bartles and James and taking a bottle out, thinking I'm not going to notice.
No, you're not going to notice.
Well, I move the other three around.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that I drank one? Okay. What else we got?
We also have, real quick, I just want to bring this up because I didn't hear this part. Did you hear about the shooting that happened in Austin? There was a gunman who was taking shots at different buildings, and he was eventually killed by Austin police.
I'm going to say no. I heard part of it, but not enough to say anything.
Okay. This was new I hadn't heard about. Okay. The gunman who attacked the federal courthouse, the Mexican consulate, and the Austin Police Department headquarters was killed by a single shot taken from 312 feet away by Mounted Patrol Sergeant Adam Johnson, while also holding the reins of two horses.
That's a big man that's got to ride two horses.
Jesus. Sergeant.
What was he, putting the horses away?
I don't know. I saw the headline. I was like, say what? Because the headline just says APD chief. Officer killed gunman with one shot from 312 feet. Sergeant Johnson told Chief Art Acevedo that he credits divine intervention and that the other officers in the Mounted Patrol Unit who were advancing on the shooter should get the majority of the credit. Acevedo described Larry Steve McWilliams as being heavily armed with two long rifle guns, including a .22 caliber and an AK-47-style weapon. In the rental van he used during the attacks, police found a book titled Vigilantes of Christendom, as well as multiple propane cans fashioned as improvised explosive devices. Also inside the van, officers found a map of 34 targets, including two downtown churches.
I would say his actions were not benign. He was up to no good.
Yes.
Watch this. You want me to hold one of the horses? No, I got him. Most of the time I do this blindfolded. See that guy about 100 yards off?
And is that
his regular service weapon?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out.
I seriously doubt he carries a scope around with him on a horse.
I wouldn't think so, unless he really is like an old Wild West type of cop where you have your gun on your hip and then you got your long rifle sitting in the saddle.
I got this rifle from the Lucas McCain line.
Nice.
Watch this.
Yeah, I know. You would think that story would actually specifically say with his, let's say,
9mm Glock, yeah, 40 caliber. Whatever.
Something, yeah. It's where, you know, it's 300 plus foot shot, one bullet from a handgun. Really? You think he licked his finger and held it up in the air?
Stuck in the air.
Right there?
Winds are out of the south, about 12. He's moving, looking like he's off to the left, so I need to lead him a little bit. Every time.
All right. Looks like it's my time for administrative leave. Just kick back, wait for this to come out.
Did it while I was holding two horses, spinning plates on the sticks, and doing stuff with my feet.
When officers rushed in to take McWilliams, he was the attacker, into custody, they discovered he was wearing a tactical vest and a backpack hydration unit, something Acevedo says is an indication he was planning to continue the assault.
So he got him one of the limbs, obviously not the head.
I'm trying to find it.
Well, it's going to be one of the arms or legs.
Yeah.
Because if it had it hit him in the head, probably would have killed him. Then the torso, not going to do any good. My guess is he was aiming for the torso and got lucky.
Hey, whatever worked. 312 feet and you drop a...
Bitch.
A man, whatever. Yeah. Salute, sir. While holding two horses. Jesus.
It's like, hang on a second.
Oh, God, there's another one. They didn't make me pay for my own bullets. I shot him more.
You cheap bastard. Anyway, I'm going to have to look that up to figure out what kind of gun he used.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. In case you forgot, Facebook is stalking everything you do. Here's a nice reminder. In honor of Thanksgiving, Facebook decided to figure out the most common things people posted about being thankful for. They are...
Family.
Number two.
Good health.
Number three.
Children.
Number six.
Did I say food yet?
You have not said food, but it did not make this list.
I'm out. hang on, kids. My home. A home.
Yes. Roof over your head, number seven.
How many I got left?
You still have 1, 4, 5, 8, 9, so you're halfway there.
Family.
What is this here? This is a couple answers.
Oh, friends.
Yeah, number one.
Oh. You just did your hand in circles.
Yeah, what is all this?
This is, well, the lights are on. Normally they're off, and we're making $20 whoever goes first.
Yeah, they didn't post that.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm thankful for that because, I mean, I've had a pretty good year at that.
I'm beginning to think you're a premature ejaculator.
I've been practicing.
Because you always win.
The secret
like,
is...
It's almost like you're some type of one of those sperm counters where you can tell. Like card counters are banned from...
Oh, yeah.
Casinos?
Yeah.
Somehow you could tell, because yeah. Dan almost always wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're the only guys that still play with me. I've been banned in living rooms around the country.
Don't do the circle jerk with Dan. He always walks away with a little cash.
The secret is to always making sure you're right on the edge, and then keeping it there all day, just in case a circle jerk pops out. It's kind of like Billy the Kid walking around the studios, walking around the hallways with headphones on his head. Unplugged, just in case.
Just in case I have to disc jockey really quick. And then Dan likes to rub it in your face. How do you always win? I think about my hot wife. You sucker. All right, how many left?
You still have 4, 5, 8, 9. So what? So you got one as friends, but another one on this is all this here as well.
Friends?
Yeah, you got that.
Job.
Yes, number four. Here on this station, when we're not on, they play a lot of...
I'm thankful for bullshit.
When we're not on the air,
right?
They play a lot of this.
Bullshit.
Also known as...
Bullshit music?
Yes.
They're happy for music?
That's number nine. Number eight?
Spouse.
Save that for last.
Okay.
But that is one. So, eight, you still have not death, but.
But you're still alive, period?
Go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Life. And then finally, number five.
I'm thankful I'm alive.
Or just life in general, perhaps. Like, you know what? Life is great. I'm thankful for life.
Okay. Then that, there should just be one.
You would think. Now, then the last one is number five. Thankful for husband. Now, you might be thinking, well, nowhere on that list was wife mentioned.
Well, I could hazard guess, but is there a reason?
There is, but I'm curious as to what your guess is.
Because nobody's thankful for their wife.
That's what I was wondering. But then,
well, what else are you going to say?
We're right.
You didn't make the list. How come I didn't make the list?
Well, baby, when they asked me, I told them I'm thankful for you.
What was it, top 9 or 10?
Top 9.
Yeah. Baby, you is number 10. They just cut you off.
Why was I only 10?
Well, I got to thank, you know.
I should be in the top 3.
I have to say our children and the fact that, you know.
I was here before the children. You should love me first. You don't love me.
Well, yeah. I don't.
You weren't supposed to say that.
But
you're not supposed to be honest with me when I ask you those questions. That's terrible. How dare you?
I told them you were number one, and they ignored me.
You really expect me to believe that?
I'm hoping.
That they ignored you. You're a big, strong man. You're a powerful man. How come you didn't tell them I'm number one?
I'm just responding to a survey on Cosreddit.
Cosreddit. This is on Facebook.
Oh.
You don't even pay attention to anything I say. I said that 5 minutes ago.
What was the reason?
The reason is because 9 out of 10 people who posted Facebook posts about being thankful were women. That's why.
I would have guessed that one.
Yeah, that's why wife didn't it didn't have a chance at cracking the top 9, 10, or even 50.
And I don't want to go off on a tear.
You don't have to go off on a tear, but what was your initial thought just then?
Well, I posted what I was thankful for on Thursday morning.
You did?
Yeah, on Twitter.
Oh, you tweeted something and I missed it. God, it's like one of the moon landings.
It's something that you would something you would expect out of me. It's not any big deal. It's just, it's what I was thankful for wasn't on that list.
Alfie, can you pull that up real quick? Because my computer seems to be having a fire flash fox wave poop dump thing.
Let me see what I can get.
It's not that important. People just don't realize without this one particular thing to be thankful for, you couldn't have the rest of it.
Ah, here it is. I'm thankful my animal family and home are protected and safe. My thanks to the red and blue who are there every second of every day. That's a good one. I believe I'll retweet that and make people think I wrote it.
Did anybody retweet it?
Actually, yeah. This will make number 29 on the retweets.
Look at how many people really appreciate police and fire.
And 79 favorites. I'll add to that one.
I don't know what the favorites thing means.
It's like on Facebook how you like something.
Does it show up on somebody else? Let's say I see a tweet that I like, and then I click the I like this. Does it then show up on my Twitter feed?
No. In order for that to happen, you have to retweet it.
So they were okay with it enough to like it, mm-hmm. but not to admit to anybody that they liked it.
You've just figured out Twitter.
Okay. I'll tell you the biggest reason I hate Twitter is the original tweet was a lot longer. Mm-hmm. And then I realize, all right, I got to go back and edit.
Yeah. And you're probably like me. You don't want to. You don't want grammar to fly out the window because some of it is essential. And you also don't want to change the spelling around. And you probably don't want to use numbers in place of words because you're not a teenage girl.
I've learned to use the and sign instead of the word and.
Right.
So I went back and replaced all the ands with the and sign.
Right.
And I was still like 83 characters over.
There are some programs or apps that you can, it'll post to Twitter, but it'll allow you to
go beyond 140.
Right.
I don't tweet that much. I just thought it was important to say.
That's well said. And almost 30 people reposted it, but you had 80 people who liked it secretly.
So you're able to enjoy all those things because statistics show every second of every day they're on duty.
And in Austin, Jesus. Man, do you think they've done some training on their mass shooter stuff since the 60s? Jesus.
I'm not even going to look at him. Watch this. 312.
Mm-hmm.
312 feet. I got this move out of RoboCop. Watch.
That was so much awesome.
That was my favorite. I know it added to it that I hit the mic. It was one of my favorite scenes out of the first RoboCop. He shoots a guy up. It's in the cocaine den. Up over to his left. He doesn't even look back at him. He just points the gun over his left shoulder and shoots him. That's just the ultimate insult.
Yeah.
I ain't even got time to turn around to shoot you.
I targeted you when I walked in. That nasty Asian guy with a shotgun, he's getting it first because he said F you. I tell you, there's going to be trouble. I mean, there's going to be trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me F you. You first to go.
That's what my programming tells me to do.
All right.
So I don't tweet that often. When I do, it means something to me. It may not mean anything to anybody else. I don't give a rat's ass.
No, it's good, though. I mean, it's amazing because, see, that was, you've got now 13.1 thousand followers.
Well, they must cherish every tweet since they get one a month.
But also, like me, see, I missed that tweet because on Thanksgiving, I was started at one house, ended at a different one. I didn't even.
Were you drunk? Were you kidnapped?
No.
They take you across state lines? Because if they do, that's a man act.
No, it's not.
If I end up at more than one family's house on Thanksgiving, I've been kidnapped.
I think if you end up at just anyone else's family's house, I'm going to assume you've been kidnapped.
That would be funny to have the police show up. What are you doing here? Well, Russ tweeted that he was at somebody else's house for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I figured that was code for he'd been kidnapped.
Yeah, it's going to look like the end of Christmas Vacation when the SWAT teams comes in every window and down the middle of the stairwell. What are you people doing here?
Russ tweeted. There's no way he's in anybody else's house. And then the second tweet said he was at somebody else's house. We knew this was no longer a coincidence.
So we called in three counties worth of SWAT teams.
I need to make that my emergency code.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, all right, dude, before you shoot me, can I just tweet this one thing? Okay. I love my mother. That's a code. You call the law.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
602. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Whole lot going on. Getting started off Fort Worth northbound 35W right at Heritage Trace. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back in the Fort Worth Mixmaster. About a half hour delay through it. Also in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820 right at Highway 10. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder there. Your backup is back from around 183. Into Hearst, northbound Loop 820 right at 121. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from I-30. In Grand Prairie, now westbound I-20 right at Carrier Parkway. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Spur 408, Patriot Parkway. And finally in Dallas, northbound I-35 right near Northwest Highway. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Your backup there is back from the 35-183 split. Listen to City Skull at 7:25 in the morning all this week for a shot to win a pair of Wynnum before you can buy them. Tickets to go see Bush at the Southside Ballroom on March 11th. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by State Farm. Clear and 31 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 50 for a high. Right now, it's 39 degrees, but 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. What are you laughing at now?
That last bumper we played,
mm-hmm.
Chloe and I got into an argument. I don't know. What day? I came up Wednesday. Is it Wednesday or Friday? One of the days. Chloe's going, man, I can't figure out the notes for that Sausalito Summer Nights. It can't be that hard. He goes, how long have you been playing guitar? Oh, we go that route.
Yeah, it seems that way. Man.
Why don't you just go make fun of somebody in a wheelchair while you're at it? Go talk to our governor-elect.
Mm-hmm.
I went.
But you broke it down, and I kind of made sense, I guess.
Yeah, but who was the first one to throw out, oh, how long you been playing guitar? Because I...
Yeah, it's like, how come I'm baffled and you're not?
I'm not baffled because it sounds like there's just a bunch of... Doesn't sound like bends or anything weird on strings. It sounds like just sliding your fingers. And
right.
Believe me, if there's a cheat, I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't play. But I don't need him chunking that in my face. Why don't you just... You monkey scat guitarist.
Monkeys, come on, you two. Monkey scat guitarist.
It's like he just took my inexperience. Hey.
Yeah.
As your lack of talent.
Can't be that easy.
Why don't you just look up the tabs, the tablatures on the internet. Did you ever look?
No.
I didn't bother. It sounds easy enough to me. I don't know why a band called Diesel has perplexed you. I don't even know if that was that big of a hit.
It's a one hit wonder.
Did you reload it? Sounds like a lot of the same notes, and they're just sliding. I can tell bends, I can tell slides. Bends I can't do. And if it calls for a bend, I slide.
And that you don't see that as cheap at all?
What do I care? I'm not a professional musician. Have I ever said I could play the guitar? Ever. The only thing I've ever admitted to is I own guitars.
Fine. That's technically true.
Thank you.
Whatever.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I mean, it's the same riff. He goes, well, how did they let that one ring in the middle? I went, my guess, it's an open string. Because if there's a song where I can play an open string, meaning you don't put a finger on it, you just hit the string.
Right.
I'm going for that song to learn. I like open strings.
Now, when I do look it up, I'm going to be mad if it's easy.
All right. I will open up a browser.
See? You're too proud.
Yeah. It's got to be difficult, damn it.
Yeah, you got the easy part. You ain't going to spell out Sausalito.
You said that was a one-hit wonder, you said, Chloe?
By a band called Diesel.
A band named Diesel doesn't strike me as the type of band that would come out with Sausalito Nights.
Yeah, it'd be something like, I ran over my ex in my Mac.
Yeah, exactly.
And I got the page open, but that circle thing is just, okay. If there are any opens... I haven't looked at it yet because it's still loading. Mm-hmm. $10 is an open string in there.
Well, there probably is. Are you saying this? It's the one that's ringing out the most often?
I'm just telling you, the most often.
Often.
There's an open string in there. Now's the time to tell me because I've looked at the tabs and I know.
Intros like that, there's usually an open string.
There is no.
Is it prominent?
There is no open string. You owe me $10.
Damn. Pay up, bitch. Give that man his money.
Yeah.
Damn.
Get my money, bitch. If these tablatures are right that I pulled up, because there, I don't know what the rules are for posting. You know what tabs are? It shows you the guitar. It's just like the drawing of a neck of a guitar.
Right.
And it says, this finger goes on this string, this fret.
It's like a play along.
Like, yeah.
It's paint, play by numbers.
Yeah.
That's for people who can't read music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about as simple as I thought it was.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Because if you're saying that.
Yeah, you give me about. That.
You really? You're just going to let that fly right past?
I haven't finished yet. I'm looking at it. Just that opening riff. 19 months. I got it down.
19.
I had to come up with the number to make Alfie laugh.
Okay.
I know 19 is a favorite.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a bunch of threes and fives on different strings.
It's a bunch of threes and fives.
Does it have the little roll thing or slide thing on there?
It has a slide at one point. Mm-hmm. Never challenged me on slides.
Okay.
Oh, if you're going to get it.
Well, how long have you been playing guitar? How many songs do you... And I actually got that point.
Yeah.
How many songs do you know? You know the Van Halen thing to open to You Really Got Me. Is that right?
Yes.
You know that? You know the national anthem?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard you play anything else.
Honestly, after those two, you get those down, you're golden.
Yeah, I'm just a one-trick pony. No one ever knew.
But well, that's the whole idea of, you know, it's like, instead of doing a bunch of things mediocre... Just have two songs that you absolutely murder.
So and, Chloe wins on this one.
What do you mean?
I know what you...
I wasn't pitting the two of you against each other.
That's
I was
exactly,
speaking,
that's
no.
exactly where this argument was
no,
going.
I was speaking in generalities. Had nothing to do with you.
If I learn one song good, I'm gonna, you're going to give... I want money.
I'm not giving you $10. I never made any bets like this. And Chloe's the one that keeps saying, oh, well, if you can figure it out.
I think I was just shocked. I was like, what? That sounds easy to you?
It does.
It's no, that's like, not how you said it, though. You said, boy, if you say it's that easy.
I went, it sounds like it's repetitive. And in my mind, it's probably all in the same area where your fingers don't have to move too far.
Which is where you like to stay.
I like it. So you can move up and down the neck as long as that's where we stay. I don't like this moving up and down and then the little tiny strings at the bottom of the guitar. You're up to frets 39 or whatever, however the hell where it ends.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, if you start it near the top, near the nuts mm-hmm. of, or the bolts of the guitar, and then you got to go down to the bottom side where no matter what note you play, you make stinky face when you play it.
And yeah. you have to.
Yeah.
The further up you get.
And you got to. You bend your torso mm-hmm. like you're about to puke.
That's right. You gotta physically contort to hit that note. Yeah, that's it.
Just like that. And you got to kick one leg out. I can't play unless my leg's out.
And everyone does it. You hit one of those bottom two strings near the...
Don't look at me.
Near the bass of the guitar or whatever.
Yeah, around the 20-something frets.
The skinny ones. Near the knobs.
Yes. When your two hands get really close together at the bottom, at the neck.
Yeah, the knobs. The neck's the other side.
All right. So.
Knobs.
The part near the actual guitar.
Think about port starboard, but I don't know which one's which. And I always
port
prefer.
Port is left. Starboard is right.
No, I think it's front and back.
No. Front and back would be bow and aft, right?
Or stern.
Or stern, sorry. Aft and stern? Bow and stern.
Bow and stern.
Okay.
Okay, on the guitar, the part with where you tune.
Yes. The bolts.
That's the bolt part.
Yeah.
Where the skinny strings are.
Right.
Near the knobs.
Near the knobs, got it.
I don't know what the technical term is, but that's how I find the stuff.
As the frets get skinnier.
Yeah.
Okay. All I know is, at a certain point on the guitar, you make stinky face when you hit those notes.
Yeah, the bigger the bitter beer face kind of thing gets. Mm-hmm.
Man, during that solo, I thought he was going to take a sh**. Because he made his face and his legs started kicking. I always do that when I got a sh** real bad. Played the guitar like that one time out on the street. I got arrested for PI. all right, go ahead.
All right. Well, even though the Cowboys got their asses handed to them on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I watched part of that.
Yeah, well, that's the ugliest game of the year, pretty much, right there.
The only reason I saw it is because I woke up
from your Thanksgiving nap.
It was like my fourth, fifth carb feeding for the day. But so. All right. I watch normal TV for a while. Cowboys are playing at home. They seem to do a little bit better on the road, but it's Thanksgiving. Why not watch them make asses of themselves on national television?
Yeah, it really is becoming a Thanksgiving tradition. Well, there is some good news, depending on how
little,
you look at it.
Runt guy, the
Cole Beasley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He grow his hair out?
Yeah, he's been growing it for a while.
I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah, it flows.
He looks cute in that.
You should tweet him that. Mm-hmm. He likes interacting with the fans.
I don't know why he thinks it makes him look taller.
I don't think he's doing it because he thinks it'll make him feel taller. I think probably he just does it because he likes the way it feels when he runs.
I like it. It feels good on my neck. Lets me know that I'm running fast. It's like a hair cape.
Look at Super Honky. Flying down the field.
I'm faster than my hair cape.
I seriously may actually have to mention that to him. Tell him on Twitter, hey, dude, make sure and tell everyone you have a hair cape. So anyway, even though the Cowboys got their asses handed to them on the field, off the field, they're still the Cowboys. I mean that because a former college teammate of Dallas Cowboys running back DeMarco Murray unleashed a string of tweets that allege his wife is sleeping with the NFL star. Brennan Clay played alongside...
Is DeMarco married?
No.
Okay.
Brennan Clay played alongside DeMarco Murray at the University of Oklahoma in the 2010 season. Before heading off to church on Sunday, Clay told the world his wife of 5 months, Gina D'Agostini, is having an affair with Murray.
Say how he found out?
He didn't say how he found out. He wrote on Sunday to his followers, "So DeMarco Murray was having an affair with my wife. I'm done." He did not specify how long he believes his wife, the NFL player, were together, nor did he say whether the affair had ended. However, he did offer a couple of reasons for their alleged affair is so wrong. He also tweeted,
He needed to give reasons why the affair was wrong?
Well, it's odd wording there, but what he tweeted was, "One has a baby mama," meaning DeMarco Murray, "and she has two kids," none with him, I guess. Clay failed to mention what might make such an affair so painful for him besides the obvious feeling of betrayal. He and D'Agostini have been married just 5 months, according to a Facebook profile, and Clay did not fail to convey how he feels about the alleged breach of trust. However, he did say, "I'm disgusted." And then he went off to church. I haven't heard anything yet from...
All right, he and his wife estranged? I mean, they are now.
Yeah. Before this, I do not believe so. Yeah, Brennan Clay played for the Sooners for 4 seasons, starting in 2010, Murray's last year on the team. He went on to go to training camp with the Broncos, but was cut in August.
I think if I was going to make an allegation like that, I'd say, here's how I found out. Because not only... does it make them both look slimy for doing it behind his back? It helps other guys with clues, gives you clues to watch for.
Yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about that.
Like if she comes home full of, you know, G's.
I'm sorry?
G's. It's not as offensive if you say it with an Italian accent. She came home full of the G's.
Yeah, because for all I know, you're saying cheese. You're just saying it with a funny
accent.
Well,
it was a cheese. It was from the head. Does he have... Did he point to any proof, any pictures, any text,
no,
emails,
this
phone
whole,
calls?
Technically, this whole story is based on 3 tweets that the guy posted that made it all the way over to the Daily Mail in the UK.
Well, the story, for the most part, is he decided to tweet all this.
Yeah.
I just wonder if he has any proof, or it's just one of those, if you just tell me, it'll be all right, to where he's pretty sure, but he's got no proof.
I don't know. That's a good idea.
Which one?
Just doing it that way.
Well, I don't know if you can get sued or not. Before I started tweeting that I thought somebody was having an affair, I'd like to have something.
He's probably not worried about that. I don't think he's worried about getting sued by DeMarco Murray. I'm sure that's how...
What are you handing me?
I'm just photos of her, in case you're curious. Well, technically, those are photos of the three of them. DeMarco, Brennan Clay, and the wife.
Those are big cans. Oh, yeah. Pretty face. Which one is that right there?
That is the guy who got cheated on. He's the one that tweeted.
Okay.
So the guy in the bottom photo.
That's DeMarco there?
That's DeMarco Murray. Plays for the Cowboys, as you can tell by the jersey.
Mm-hmm. And the other guy plays for the Sooners?
He used to.
Who's he play for now?
Nobody.
No. Oh. Well, that's why she cheated on you, dumbass. He doesn't live close, does he? This guy.
I'm going to guess he probably does.
Well, you done good. That's good chick's crew. But DeMarco, she done you wrong.
Yeah. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that those three people live around here.
And it doesn't say in this story anywhere that anybody tried to contact this guy.
Brennan Clay.
How'd you find out?
Right.
Because that's always going to be my first question. I want to know.
Yeah.
Did you catch him in the act? Text? She leave her phone laying out, open, unlocked?
See, it's one thing for it to be a betrayal by a former teammate. But I don't even know how well they knew each other, because at the time they'd been, you know, they were only in the same team for 1 year. But if I'm him, I'm a running. I think he was a running back too, wasn't he, Alfie? Brennan Clay?
That I did not know.
Either way, I would look at it as, baby, the lead's leading rusher, and I couldn't even get on a team. I think it's already a knock somehow to your masculinity. If your wife cheats on you, it's like somehow you know whatever. But to make someone who's better at your job than you are.
Yes, he was a running back.
Yeah. Oh, that's an extra sting.
The fact that she screwed somebody better at their job?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't empathize. I can't think of anybody in radio that if I had a wife, she screwed him, I'd go, oh, you had to screw. Yeah, they're not any good. Morning, afternoon, drive, middays. I don't know who cares. You screw. There'll be no sting as far as screwing somebody better than me. Now, better than me in bed? Everybody's got me beat on that one.
Yeah, I don't know why you everyone bragging. So anyway, I mentioned.
And obviously, it's going to come out how he found out, because somebody's going to get around him and ask, all right, where did this come from? Or she's going to say. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to drop dime on somebody. I don't care why they did it. I know why they did it. People like to screw other people. That's fun. What do you like to do? Oh, I like to skydive. I like to go jogging. I like to other bitches.
Yeah, why don't you all, everyone with the online dating profiles, get really honest. You say you're honest, but really.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I'm speaking as a chick now.
Okay.
I'm just looking for some and that's got a job. Me, I'm looking for a chick that really hasn't gone so far postmenopausal to where she can decide whether she wants to grow a goat, a beard, or just that.
You don't want to share a trimmer.
Yeah. And when I get a BJ, I don't want to feel that rough stuff.
You don't want to feel a 5 o'clock shadow?
You don't want to get a rash from your bitch. Baby, your soul patch is rubbing on my balls.
Get some lotion. All right. 21-year-old David Scarappa of Vineland, New Jersey, was driving with his girlfriend last week, and they were arguing. And he backed into a utility pole, and he knew what that meant.
Oh, hell.
More of his girlfriend yelling at him. So, he ran. He took off running. The cops put out a warrant for his arrest for fleeing the scene of an accident.
Because he backed into a pole?
Yeah.
No other cars involved?
Doesn't look that way.
Any damage to the car? The pole?
I would assume so.
Well, most poles have that concrete barrier that go up, you know, 3 or 4 feet. So if you back into it, it's just like, yeah, okay, what?
Yeah, but some of them don't. This one didn't. And so the cops put a warrant out for his arrest for fleeing the scene of an accident, and he turned himself in the next day. The police report actually says David told the police he left because, quote, I did not want to deal with my girlfriend yelling at me.
But I tell you, I told you're driving too fast. You backing up too fast. You ain't checking your blind spots. You ain't looking.
You ain't paying a damn attention to anything that's going on. What did I say? What did I just tell you?
Shut up.
What did you just tell me to do?
I told you to shut up.
Guess what I'm going to do until the police get here.
What?
I'm going to chew your ass.
No, I'm running. You got to catch me.
You want to yell at me, you better pick off them heels.
It's one of those stories to where you empathize. Mm-hmm. Damn it, she was already complaining about how I drive, then I back into a pole.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh, damn. Damn.
He was charged with leaving the scene of an accident and...
Oh, they should have. If it was a male cop that arrested him, it's like, all right, dude, here's what happened. Give the story. All right, man, I'm going to go. We're going to drop charges. Hang on. How about a key to the city?
Hang on. I'm going to get the ball rolling on all this stuff, but you sit here. I'm going to come back with a cup of coffee and a blanket. Because that's how you always see in movies when people just got through heavy trauma. They give them a hot beverage and a blanket around their shoulders. That's what you need.
And that should make them feel all right.
Mm-hmm. I know you've been shot like 5 times, but here, have a blanket.
And some coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody speed up your metabolism. Right. That way you'll bleed out. How do you arrest a guy when he tells you, she was already bitching at me, she distracted me, I backed into a pole. And then as soon as she said, I knew it! Brother. Brother, really? All right, man, go on. I'm just going to take these cups off. That left door is open.
I'm gonna turn around, and I'm just going to think, where'd he go?
I'm just going to say he ate his way loose. That's how scared he was.
Yeah, he's charged with leaving the scene of an accident and reckless driving.
Oh damn.
Cut him loose on one.
No kidding, because you think she's going to let up now?
First of all, he was already distracted because they were arguing.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got the ticket for reckless driving? Oh, Jesus.
Now your insurance is going to go up.
God. And you know, she'd probably make him slap that on the fridge as a constant reminder of she was right.
How many times I tell you, you don't know how to drive?
I know how to drive. I just really
never,
hard. To...
I ain't not. You ever seen me back into a pole?
No, but then again, you don't live with you.
I ain't never back in a pole. That's because I look.
You don't have to drive with you yelling at you.
I yell at me all the time. I ain't never backed into no pole. You can't even focus enough to keep from backing into some stationary object. You a fool. My mama told me you couldn't drive.
God, that is cold.
That's one of those situations. Why stay in the relationship if you know it's going to... I've had arguments in the car, and I looked at them, and I said it with force. Not abusive, just loud enough to go, not while I'm driving. Because you're going to put both of us in danger.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with you and drive. When we stop... You could go full force. I'll listen to it, but not while I'm driving. When we get to Holiday in the Park, then you can finish.
That's going to be fun in that parking lot.
Why'd you back out that way? Why'd you pull out this way? You know that was your exit 2 miles back.
And you could tell that they're trying to push that button while you're driving. You're like, really? You know they're going there.
That's why I don't like to talk while I'm driving. I just like the experience. Mm-hmm. Me and the road, we together. I like to feel the road. I like to drive. I like to pay attention to the idiots. It's the way I drive. It's like that automotive Tetris I've talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Watch this car getting on the freeway. This guy in the left lanes on the tollway. I already paid $3 to be on the tollway, and he's driving 60. Speed limit 70 in this zone. I got to figure out how to get around him. Got a car coming on the entrance over on the right.
Mm-hmm.
I got a slow ass in the middle. So I'm going to make it over to the right. I'm going to get back into the middle before this car gets on. And I'm going to get in front of this jackass over in the left lane. And I'm going to flip him off and slam on the brakes.
Ready, brake.
I'm going to throw out the rest of the carbs I didn't eat over Thanksgiving. There was a guy in a... I need to. It doesn't matter what kind of car. It was a very exotic car.
Mm-hmm. In the left. How line, exotic?
It was. He was driving 60 on the tollway. Traffic is in the left lane.
Right.
Traffic is passing him, and you know almost everybody is passing and doing that quick swoop in in front of him.
Yep. As if to that's car language for F you.
Yeah, you were in the wrong lane if you're going to drive 60.
Right.
It was a Maserati. And I'm again, my mind, I'm mapping it out like I'm Emmett Smith on the tollway.
There you go.
I go this way and then that way and that way. And all I could think about was Chloe and Terry Dorsey. And I never got around him because I was laughing.
That's right. Now you're driving distracted.
Look at that car. Oh, hell.
Look, it's a Dorsey.
I finally got up side by side to look to see if he was texting or doing something else. No, he's just talking to some chick in the car driving 60 in the left lane like, you know, I can outrun all of them if I want to.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, I got to be like Mr. Miyagi or whatever his name was from Karate Kid.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, just kind of, I'm calm. I got the force, but I ain't going to use it.
Well, plus, it's hard for everyone to recognize how exotic your car is if they can't see it.
They could see it.
Well, not if he flies by at 110.
Oh.
You got to make sure everybody sees.
You got to drive slow in the left lane so everybody could be pissed off that they had to pass a Maserati.
Just because the car can go 200 miles per hour doesn't mean you should. You want people to see it.
And that's why as soon as I got in today, I sent out two emails, one to Jeff Corin at D&M and one to Jerry Reynolds. I went, what's the best price I can get on a new Dodge Hellcat? Because I'm not going to tolerate this crap from somebody in a Maserati. I want something with 700 horsepower and nothing but a gas pedal and a firewall. I don't care about brakes or AC or anything else.
We know.
What does that mean?
We knew you were going to get one months ago.
I'm not getting one.
Okay. You keep
I'm
saying
waiting.
That.
Well, Jerry,
I'm sorry. What are you not going to get?
A Dodge Hellcat.
Okay.
According to Jerry Reynolds, they only made 1,000 of them.
Okay.
And he said there are 4,000 Dodge dealerships, I guess, in the country.
Right.
So each dealership got four. So you know what they're going to do is mark them up. Mm-hmm. Oh, it says a car 65,000, but because of the market adjustment, we had to do this one is 80.
Damn.
I know. You're going to be so mad when you write that check.
I am not buying. I really don't know. I think sticker is around 65.
Yeah.
And you know, most of them are adding the market adjustment.
Yeah, you would think so.
I don't even know how they came up with that term.
But that's just the
why don't you just call it the you find one someplace else tax?
I think they wanted to soft sell it a little bit more.
And with a car like that, it's going to have the gas guzzler tax that they add on.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if they do it based on miles per gallon or if there's a standard rate. I know the Challenger I have now had the gas guzzler tax.
Ooh.
Which was, I want to say it was like $1,500.
At the time of purchase?
It was, no, they wait a few years and then they ask you for the money back.
Well, I don't know if it's some sort of monthly thing or a yearly thing.
Well, it is if you finance. Oh, that's right. I forgot. You have to finance stuff.
That's right. Thank you.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
640, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Let's get started off. Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Heritage Trace. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane that has traffic backed up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. About a half-hour delay through it. Also, in Fort Worth, westbound I-30 right near Las Vegas Trail. Got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from Altamere. In Richardson, northbound 75 right near Renner Road. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Coit Road. And finally, in Dallas, northbound I-35, right near Northwest Highway, got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages that has you backed up back from Regal Row. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather. That's right, I do weather. Eagle weather brought to you by State Farm. Clear tonight, 31 for the low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 50. Right now, 37. A 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I was close. The MSRP retail, the starting price on the Dodge Challenger Hellcat.
Also known as your new car.
No. They only made 1,000. First of all, as far as I know, everybody sold out.
Now, I'm sure there's no way that you, Russ Martin, could find a way to get one.
I actually got a call from somebody during the break. I don't know how BS his story was, but he says there's one for sale in the Metroplex somewhere for around 71.
See? Look at that. Man, that took forever. How will you ever find one?
I am not paying that much for a car. Okay. It, unless it's a...
Well, how much do you want to pay?
I'd like to pay what I paid for my Challenger, which I think was TTNL 44.
All right. Well, let me go talk to my manager and see what we can do. I'll be back in about 4 hours.
Okay. We got it down to 827.
That's
well,
right.
Well, but I said I only want him to pay $44,000.
I know, but...
Well, but we got it down to double.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, less than double because I worked hard for you.
That's right. I had to give up a vacation day.
I never seen my manager do this.
Yeah. First for everything. Did you see that pig flying outside? It's crazy, all the things that are happening.
I'm looking at the stats on the Dodge website. It says the driver's side parking lamp, the Challengers have 4 headlights.
Okay.
Okay. The ones on the inside are the parking lights.
Okay.
The driver's side parking lamp was deleted. The hole is still there. To enable an air catcher cold air intake, helping the supercharged 6.2-liter Hemi deliver class by itself horsepower and torque. They created extra holes in the front of the car to keep the engine cool and to induce air.
Lights.
Who needs headlights when you got 700 horsepower?
Like you turn on your headlights, they're going to be behind you anyway.
Don't even need them. It's just stupid.
Also, like on the stats from Dodge, top speed. There must be a government regulation.
You don't make it?
No.
No, not going to make it.
So 199 miles per hour.
yeah, but right. I thought I saw a story a couple of weeks ago that said that they actually had it at a test track and it was like 204. So the 199 might be Dodge going like ish.
It may be something to keep the government off of.
I guess that's possible, but the government still is going to usually do its own independent type stuff.
Almost done.
You want some water?
I got the whiskey.
Yeah, that sounds like it's helping.
I don't think water's going to help because I'm choking on spit. And if I can't learn to coexist with my own body fluids, external stuff's not going to help.
Man, I hate those moments.
Really? You choked on your own spit.
Don't swallow it that way.
I can't function at all.
707 horsepower. And then Chloe asked me during the break, how much torque? Why?
Because the higher the number, the more impressive it sounds. That sounds like a high-ass number, too.
So if you 645 pounds per foot of torque.
So in case you want to pull something.
Like a three-bedroom house.
Exactly.
Well, you never know. You may want to take your Hellcat out, you know, to the lake and bring your boat.
And it's funny. They put not bigger engines, but more powerful engines in with more torque. And then they throw in traction control. I don't want traction control. If you give me that much torque, I will spin in circles.
Yeah. You want to do some donuts?
And $59.9 is just the starting price. Then there's a tab that says, build your car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that's fun. Horrible when you get to the end because you see that you just somehow racked up $40,000 in features.
You want good brakes, or you want the brakes that would stop most cars? Let's see. What are the add-ons? Comes with that. Comes with that. SRT lineup. SRT 10. This got. Okay, it already comes with all that.
Well, that's good. You got a lot of standard features. That's nice.
My guess is still
Alfie, the dealership, the guy that called about, was it in Denton?
No, it was not. Though I have somebody else on hold who says that there's another dealer that's getting one here locally.
Oh, I don't have time to do all this. You got to choose interior, exterior, powertrain.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
I don't want 6-speed manual. I want the 8-speed torque flight. That's another $2,000
for the torque flight.
Yeah,
Jesus,
you gotta have that. That's a tap shifter.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Oh, I'm not buying anything that's manual.
Mm-mm.
I bought one Trans Am in the '80s. It was manual. It was just about the time cell phones came out. I went, all right, this ain't gonna work. Cell phones are gonna kill manual transmissions. Yeah, I'm done there.
Well, just be careful when you go and look at them.
I'm not gonna go look at them.
Okay.
I have to test drive one first, and nobody's going to let me test drive one.
I bet they will. They'll let you. Because you didn't make it out to the fair this year to see one in person.
The body doesn't look that much different than a regular Challenger.
It's not, but it's got that cool cat symbol on the side of it.
I could buy that, slap it on the side of mine.
Everyone will know.
No, they won't.
It's like the guys that on the older model Mustangs, when they buy the little 5.0 sticker. And stick it on the side.
Unless you're a fan of a particular car, it's like the new Corvettes. I don't know how much horsepower they have.
You're about to find out.
I like that look of Dodge. They've kept a lot of things retro. Yeah. Mustangs, Ford went retro with those.
Yeah, and they've got a new one coming out this year.
New what?
2015 Mustang.
I saw one. I don't like it. It's a little too curvy. They took a lot of the angular angles out. It's not egg-shaped-ish, but it's starting to go in that direction. Dodges look like old Dodges.
Yeah.
I'm not buying one. I am not.
I know you're not. I believe you.
Unless I get one for $44,000. My car's only got 49 on it.
Until that next person on the tow weight pisses you off.
Yep.
Well, then I'll just go home and take the Challenger and strip it down. No fenders, no metal anywhere, just me and that engine.
And then get back out on the road. What are you, Mad Max? need to go get me some gasoline.
Okay. Alfie, I'm not talking to the people about the Hellcat.
All right, I'll get rid of them. If you really want me to.
All right, out of the two.
Line two.
Yes, Brett.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Oh, yep. We actually we got to take the black Hellcat. We had it dyno tested. But we actually did a true load-bearing dyno test, which is basically where they strap the car down, because a lot of dynos out there are just like a regular dyno, which, like, let's say it's 700 horsepower, but it's you're not actually truly dynoing it unless you put a load on it like you are on the street. And they are actually rated at 707 horsepower, but the Hellcats, even K&N did the same dyno on a brand new one, and they're actually dynoing at 737 to the wheels, which is the first car to ever dyno above what it's actually listed to the crank. And it actually dynoed 737 to the wheels, and torque was 687 torque, true torque.
Let me ask you this. What does that mean?
Basically, like when a lot of cars out there, they get their cars dyno tested to see true horsepower.
Now, when you say strap down, are you talking about they don't just put it on a dyno, let it go? Yeah. They actually strap the car down so it doesn't come off. The dyno.
Yeah, that they put cooling fans on the front to keep it cool, but you're actually putting a true load on it as if you would, just daily driving, actually driving the car. So you're actually truly testing.
Did you get a chance to test drive one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was the one that actually drove it to get it dynoed.
Are you driving it now?
No. No, that's the owner of the GM actually had to drive with me, so I couldn't break it loose too many times. But we actually had a guy,
Let me ask this, because I didn't really notice online. What's the estimated EPA, the gas mileage?
It actually rates right. It rates in between 12 and 15.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, whatever.
No, it is. It's 12 to 15, but I mean, we were getting on the highway, we were getting about
12 to 16. That may be on the trailer. Mine, I average about 16.5.
Okay.
And I've just got the SRT8. That's the upper end Challenger.
Yeah, the cute one.
Yeah. I still have a 20-foot long car with flames. So Dodge can make whatever they want, call it whatever they want, but civilians drive those.
Fine, you have the ultimate Trump car.
I got a Batmobile.
This happened a few years ago. I can't remember if I talked about this or not. And a friend emailed me from high school. Back at CBS. Hey, he was kind of bragging back and forth. Heard you on radio. Hey, what kind of car are you driving now? Well, I got a 78 Lincoln. Because that's what the Batmobile is built on.
Right.
Oh, I guess radio doesn't really pay that well. Then I sent him a picture.
Yeah! Whoa! Wham! In your face! In your... Oh, man. How good did that feel to press enter? Send?
I don't think you probably ever have hit send harder than that day.
I got chills for you, man.
He started it. Like, why you asking? What am I driving? You trying to figure out what radio pays?
Yeah, he's trying to figure out if he's done better than you. Was this guy a friend in high school? Like an acquaintance? Were you guys competitive?
No, just somebody in one of my classes that we had two or three classes together. Just by accident, obviously, you don't pick your classes in high school.
Yeah.
This was before the arrest. Saw your radio. I don't know why he was looking me up. Well, what are you driving now? Because back then, it was a little piece of crap, 72 Ford Courier pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why I asked. I don't know. I went, okay, which car should I tell him about? I'll tell him about the 78 Lincoln.
I'll be nice and modest.
Oh, you know, just keeping it simple. 78 Lincoln. No, NBD. No big deal.
I think he was driving some type of Lexus.
Sure.
Sent me a picture. Send me a picture of yours. Okay. You asked for it.
What a douche canoe. God. Oh, here's the photo of my Lexus. Uh-huh, look at her. What'd you put a red bow on it? Idiot.
Let me see a picture of your 78 Lincoln. You want his flames on or off?
Should have sent him a video.
The first one I'd sent him, it was a picture of the Batmobile in front of one of our police fire parades. Mm-hmm. Those people behind me, that's my posse.
I'm just out for a casual drive with my friends.
We do that every weekend. Rolling roadblock. We go out, and then we spray paint sides of buildings and stuff. One more break?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Straight up 7 o'clock. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Getting started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 right at Cedar Ridge Drive. Road construction there has that right lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back from the bush. In Richardson, northbound 75, right near Renner Road, got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from McCoit. In Fort Worth now, westbound I-30, right at Las Vegas Trail, still got that accident blocking the right lane. Your backup is back from Altamira. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Heritage Trace, got an accident blocking the right lane. Your backup is back from Northside Drive. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Geico. Clear and 31 tonight, partly cloudy tomorrow with a high around 50. Right now, 37. The 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yeah. I had a guy over the weekend sent me an email. They made it sound like he built a car for me, but I've seen too many of these online. It was the Back to the Future DeLorean.
Okay.
Then he posted something on YouTube just for me to see.
All right.
Here's everything about the car. You got first dibs. Like, I had to sell one of the Batmobiles to make room for the Munsters coach. I'm out of room. Well, it's a Back to the Future car. I don't give a flying really. It was a DeLorean with just a bunch of stuff slapped to it. I know the General Lee was just a stock 69 Charger.
Right.
But there was just something about that one. Batmobile, Munsters coach, totally built from the ground up. I don't want your DeLorean. Get away from me. What? I got an A-team van. A what?
That's cool.
The A-team van?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool.
It's an A-team van.
Yeah.
It's a van with a
wing on the back, top.
Yeah, you got the red wing on top, and you got the red stripe, the red rims.
And it was kind of like leaning forward a little bit.
Yeah, it was
that means it had bigger tires on the back.
Yeah.
They call that Garland style.
Very nice. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I've always liked the A-team van.
That would be easy enough to replicate.
It absolutely would. Okay, so the DeLorean's not cool enough for you, I guess.
It's not cool enough. I just wasn't. Obviously, I was a Back to the Future fan, but I didn't want that.
Right. What other?
I didn't want the big van that Doc Brown carried the DeLorean around in.
Is there anything else that you would want, TV, movie, car-wise, that you don't or haven't?
I'm out. I got what I want.
Not even Boss Hogg's Cadillac with the horns on the front?
No.
I'm just asking. That seems like a...
Not the Partridge Family bus. Not the...
the Mystery Machine.
Yeah, the Scooby-Doo Mystery Machine. I don't want a Volkswagen with a... What was it? 8?
53?
Whatever. Herpes the Love Bug, whatever it's called.
Herbie.
Makes more sense what I said.
That fine, it does. Because herpes is the love bug, but still...
No, I can't really think.
What about
not the ectoplasm
Ecto-1 from Ghostbusters?
No.
What about Burt Reynolds' Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am?
I had a Trans Am when I was like 18, 19.
Not even Burt Reynolds though?
I drive Burt Reynolds.
No.
In fact, at this point,
Trans Am.
I don't think he has it.
Yes, he does.
He has the original 78 Trans Am.
Well, he's going to be selling his through Mecum Auto Auctions.
He run out of money again?
Along with about 700 other things from the Burt Reynolds empire.
Because I know when he was doing, what was it, Evening Shade in the early 90s, the series.
Yeah.
He claimed he had run out of money again, or at that point. Like, man, how much do them rugs cost?
A lot.
And that facelift.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord.
What's he selling?
He's auctioning off almost 700 items in Las Vegas next month. You can bid for them online. They include a jacket and shirt he wore in Smokey and the Bandit 2.
Yeah, that's what I want. It's a black jacket and an orange shirt.
I want sequel clothing. Sequel costumes.
You say Smokey and the Bandit 2?
Yeah.
Oh, it was different clothes. It was an orange shirt in the first one.
Okay. Football helmets from The Longest Yard, both the original and the Adam Sandler trouncing of the movie. Monogrammed boots from Striptease. Yeah.
I think I'd like to buy his hands with all the titties that he squeezed.
That's not bad.
Especially Lonnie Anderson's.
Woo!
And you know he got a handful of more.
Yeah. He's also selling vehicles, sports collectibles, autographs he's received from other celebrities, guns, and awards, including an Emmy from Evening Shade.
as well as a Golden Globe that he got for Boogie Nights. He underwent back surgery in 2009, quintuple bypass in 2010. He's currently writing a memoir that will be out next fall, and he's been teaching acting classes in Florida.
Damn. I think for a good portion of the 70s, and I know for at least 5 years, he was the number one grossing actor in Hollywood.
Yeah.
How could you make that much money and blow it? I know he lost a lot to Lonnie Anderson during the split.
Well, I think also, I think salaries for actors has grown a lot more since he was the man.
It's grown, but I don't know if it's grown exponentially. If, you know, taking the inflation rate out.
Right.
Because he had hit after hit. It might have started with Deliverance.
Right.
I don't know when he really got started. But I think after Cannonball Run 2, he was pretty much out. I just don't get how you can make, to me, $1 million and lose it.
They find really interesting ways. A lot of times it'll be, most of the time it's just pissing the money away. They realize, hey, I made $1 million on this. I'm going to go spend $500,000 on partying. Fancy restaurants, fancy clothes, really ugly, expensive furniture.
First of all, if I make that much money, I'm not wasting it on my friends. No offense.
None taken. We know.
I think that was what happened to MC Hammer. He just bought a bunch of stuff for all his friends, and then he's having to do Taco Bell commercials, jumping out of windows in his Punjabi pants.
Yeah, because he hired a bunch of people for various jobs to support him, to support his brand, his image. Paid them all six-figure salaries to do it.
And you can't really trust accountants, because look at everybody that's lost money. Willie Nelson said he lost millions because it hit of his accountant, Scott Stapp, I think this is his name, from Creed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's lost his mind posting things, I think videos.
Mm-hmm.
My accountant took all my money. Well, wouldn't you have noticed after the first year or two?
Well, apparently 8 weeks ago, he decided to run an audit on all his stuff.
At what point did the guy from Creed decide, I need to see how much money I got?
I think it was after he got out of the
70s. Is it because I've been living in a Motel 6?
It was a Holiday Inn.
Damn. Okay. So he decided to run an audit. Why?
Maybe it was after his 72-hour involuntary hold. If you want to have part of the audio, cut number 4.
Scott Stapp?
Yeah. A few days ago, he posted a 15-minute video on Facebook when he ranted about how he was penniless and living in a Holiday Inn.
A few other things have happened over the last 4 or 5 weeks. All of a sudden, the IRS has frozen my bank accounts 2 or 3 times to leave me completely penniless.
Is he not paying his taxes?
I don't know.
Well, normally that's the only time the IRS will freeze your accounts.
Typically.
When I called to find out why, they said, oh, we had an address mix-up. It was a clerical error. So we'll reach.
They don't have clerical errors. Oh, we had an address mix-up, and we didn't bother to see if the Social Security numbers matched.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Had an address mix-up. It was a clerical error. So we'll return your funds in 9 to 10 months. Without getting into too many other details, my civil rights have been violated. You know, right now I'm living in a Holiday Inn. By the grace of God.
Well, they're not cheap. It's not free.
Mm-mm.
Got to be at least 60 a night.
At least. And a lot of them are thinking around 100, if not more.
Because there's been a couple weeks where I had to sleep in my truck. I had no money, not even for gas or food. I went 2 days without eating because I had no money, and ended up.
Sounds like you're a dumb f***.
Earlier in the week, Scott's...
I had no money, not even for gas or food. I went 2 days without eating because I had no money, and ended up in an emergency room. When I called the bank, someone had called, used my information, and changed my online passwords to my bank accounts and transferred all the money out of my bank accounts. So I had nothing.
You know, I'm not really sure how his bank works or where he was keeping his money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have enough information, they're not going to transfer funds. And you can go back and prove if it was you or not.
Right. Yeah.
Because most big banks, unless he's just using, I don't want to use Earl. Big and little Enos Burdett's Bank and Trust. There's going to be more information about than transferring. Plus, anything over 10 grand, the IRS is going to be notified. So there are too many safeguards in place. And why is he posting all this online? Is he hoping fans will just go out and buy? Is Creed still together?
No, they left him a long time ago.
He's been an a-hole forever.
But is Creed still around?
I believe Creed is still touring, but not with him.
Without Sugar Snaps or whatever his name is?
Scott Stepp, yeah. Yeah, his wife, actually, she filed for divorce earlier in the week, and she's asked for full custody of their kids. In her filing, she released text messages she said she got from him where he says crazy things like, Florida is not safe. Biological weapons on the way. You have to leave with the kids and meet me in Atlanta. Also, the other popular, I'm coming to get you, Satan and children. No mercy. You know how this ends. God created you, and now God is ending you. He'd been placed on a 72-hour involuntary psych hold earlier this month after being found on the side of the road rambling about how someone was trying to poison him. His wife's trying to get him back in the hospital. She says he's been blowing his money on drugs. He hears voices and recently left a message with the dean of his kid's school warning that the place was the target of an ISIS attack. Scott also posted a couple more videos from outside a police building in Florida. He was there trying to file a report against his bank. The general theme of both videos was that he was wronged by his management and two separate banks over the years, resulting in loss of millions.
So has he really lost some money, or does he just think he has? Obviously, he has some form of dementia.
The answer exactly to that, I do not know. However, if you want to help, he's launched a crowdfunding campaign to raise $480,000 for a new solo album and his, quote, first book in the fiction category.
It sounds like he's already started this fiction category.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I just love... Now, see, this is where the internet can be glorious and can become something for good. For example, he's launched a crowdfunding campaign so people will give him $480,000 to launch a new solo album. The internet has then flipped it around to saying, everyone, it's time we band together. And we can stop Scott Stapp from making more music. Give him no money. And we will be at peace for the years ahead.
Man, why do you got to stomp on a man's face while he is all the way down? He's living at Holiday Inns.
He's at Holiday Inn. He's living pretty good. Now, you post a video saying you're having to slum it at a roadside establishment that is not so pristine off of 75. Then... I'll feel for you a little bit. However, I'm not giving you money to make more music. It was bad enough the first time around. I'm not going to support it. I didn't support it then. I'm not going to support it in the future.
I can't even think of any of Creed's songs. I'm surprised you hate them as much as you do.
Oh, take me higher. Shut up, you meth smoker.
Is that why they let him go?
Oh, I don't know. He was going crazy.
Well, that sounds like he had a relapse. 60... 30 times, what's 30 times 60?
30 times 60?
Yeah.
I don't like 180 something.
You can make me do the core math. It should be an easy one. Times 60, 0.
1800?
I'm almost, screw you, I'm doing it now. 6 times 0, 0. 6 times 3 is 18. Yeah. It'd be cheaper to rent a crack house. Spend $1,800 a month at a Holiday Inn. They're people's mortgages that they would sell their children for.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to stay at a Holiday Inn. All right, so let me get this right. Somebody cleans your room every day.
Mm-hmm.
They clean up your mess. I'm out of gas. You probably do a lot of things where you vomit.
And you're going to get some type of food in the morning.
I don't know if it's free or not at Holiday Inn. It sounds nice. Mm-hmm. Holiday Inn. But for $1,800 a month, you can get a Winnebago.
A nice one.
And stay with family.
Mm-hmm.
Over the holidays and go, Merry Christmas! It was full.
I like that Scott Stapp future.
I've never understood how people don't set money aside and just put it someplace where you can't get at it. Invest it, something like that. Most of my money is in my house, so I can't get at it unless I can sell the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it, I've always had this paranoia of losing everything. No job, no nothing, having some bitch accuse me of slapping around. Luckily, none of that, well, part of that happened, but
it
came out that it didn't. So I've always set money aside. I don't know if it's the cheap-ass nature that I got from my mom. Oh, well, let's go to Sears and buy you some Tough Skins. Can I have a name brand? It's Sears.
Because that's what the kids see in all the cool magazines.
Yeah.
Yeah, new this year in the new hip style of Sears.
Signature line.
Mama, they're Tough Skins. It says Sears. Can I buy Levi? Levi!
Yeah, just somewhere out there in the middle.
I don't know what in the middle was. It was always Tough Skins. Did you go out and try and get a tear in them? Mama, I tore my Tough Skins. F*** you, that's impossible.
That's why I bought them for you.
Well, I know they're not invented yet, but I got hit by an MRAP. And it tore my Tough Skins. Well, then we're going to take you down to Midas, and they're going to weld them shut. Burt Reynolds is out of money. Scott Stapp. There was somebody else. Antonio. I can't think of his name.
Banderas?
No. Doesn't matter. But celebrities pop up all the time. Ran out of money.
Yeah.
Look. If David Hasselhoff still has.
Yeah.
Has a dime left. The rest of you guys have f***ed up royally.
No kidding.
And of all the people that you thought would be begging for money, you would think the Hoff would be at the top of the list.
You'd think, but he is still royalty in Germany, man. He could go over there right now and say, hey, I'm going to have a concert tomorrow.
Bam.
Sold out. 25,000 people all singing along. Ooga chaka, ooga chaka.
Is that the only hit he has overseas?
No, he's
hooked
also
on a feeling.
No, it's a Hooked on a Feeling is one, but also the Freedom song.
Yeah,
I'm looking for freedom.
Oh, I think I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. That was a big hit. He sang that on top of the Berlin Wall before it came down.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so everyone thinks about all the great people that made speeches on the Berlin Wall. You know, you had Reagan telling Gorbachev, tear down this wall. You had President Kennedy calling himself a donut in front of the wall. And then David Hasselhoff sang on it, wearing a black leather jacket.
Who are you going to follow that with? Rip Taylor? A bucket full of confetti? Give me one more story and let's go.
Okay. A U.S. Airways flight out of Bradley International Airport in Windsor Locks, Connecticut, ran into some trouble before takeoff Wednesday morning because of a woman's emotional support pig. Don't forget to swallow that. It was a pot-bellied pig.
It wasn't a service, or is it considered a service animal?
It's considered a service animal.
It's not like a blind person using a service dog.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little different. This is an emotional support pig. A pot-bellied pig, somewhere between 50 and 80 pounds. She brought it through security and onto the flight with her. Then she tied its leash to her armrest. But the pig seemed less focused on providing her emotional support and more focused on pooping.
Well, pigs. I got it. What? How big was the pig?
Between 50 and 80 pounds.
That's Damn. A hog.
It's a pot-bellied pig.
It's a hog.
A hog weighs much more than that.
Okay. First of all, my apologies to all the bitches I've called hogs. But that's still a big pig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think, was this in the U.S. or someplace else this happened?
This is U.S. This is Connecticut.
Okay.
On U.S. Airways.
And if you've got some type of note from your doctor that says this is a service animal, they have to let you on with it?
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so she gets on with the service pig.
Yep. And then it pooped. It was squealing, it would not calm down, and was moving around in the aisle. The woman even called it a jerk, then it pooped.
Who called it a jerk?
I.
The owner of the pig?
Yeah.
Well.
So she's got emotional trouble, so she's going to take it out on the pig.
Well, you're just asking for issues. Mm. You're a jerk. All right, what's this? Snort.
The flight attendants told her to clean up the mess, but she kept having problems, so they ended up kicking her and the pig off the flight. No word where the flight was heading or how badly it was delayed. The woman did not put up a fight. The Department of Transportation does let people bring emotional support animals on flights. Those include...
Okay. I was going to say there has to be a limit, but those include what?
Pigs, cats, monkeys, and even miniature horses.
What about goats? Uh-huh. See my boy, Ben Garrison?
Oh, no.
I'm Walt Garrison, former Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah, okay.
Still a cowboy legend.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
My boy, Ben, mm-hmm. he's got his support goat. I don't know if I can make it through this bit. But it calms him down like at picnics at Arboretum. When he's riding the tarantula train.
He's got his support.
Support goat.
And he goes everywhere with it.
He went. He went tubing.
I'm sorry, dude. I
tried. Not an effort. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Russ actually tweeted. It happened once a month. Follow it. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow. Bye.
The Metroplex.